Sarcastically.
It's not it.
But it was one of the coolest.
The morning invasion.
Fireball or something. Boy, that's a thing. There's a comic.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. Mysterious sounds have been heard in the sky. Hide your children, board up the windows, bring in the pets, and cover your eyes. It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Is this thing working?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is this thing working?
It's working.
Come on now. What's up? It is the morning invasion. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo.
Woo!
I can't believe we're doing this.
I can't either, man!
How do you feel right now? It's crazy?
Kind of in shock right now, I'm not going to lie.
That's cool.
It's been 6 months, a little over 6 months, since I did this little radio show I used to do. And people said, oh, it's like riding a bike. No, it's not. It's not at all.
it's well, that's because we're not doing anything. Riding a bike is at least exercise, Tubby.
Thank you. Thank you. Here come the fat jokes. Here we go. I mean, I didn't get enough of that over the years.
That's right.
Speaking of fat jokes, I think everyone's biggest question, top of the hour, like right away, they would just want to know, where's Buck?
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, man. The number one question.
Yeah. You should see he put up a post yesterday, and like that was, everybody's like,
yeah.
Where's Buck? No matter how many times he explains whether or not we do a TV interview,
yeah.
He posts it, no matter how many times he says he's doing real estate, people are like, yeah, but where's Buck?
Yeah.
They just don't get it. They don't understand. He's attached to my hip.
I mean, it is 2015. Maybe they assumed you guys were like partners, you know?
Like, maybe so.
I'm just
saying. No, we're not partners like that. Right? No,
I mean you guys were together for years.
Yeah,
you know?
We were.
You live in a broom closet together long enough. I just, you know,
it's gonna happen.
We did finish each other's sentences. You know, we did that quite.
You finally quit him.
Wait, yeah. do it again. Say that sentence again. We finished each other's sandwiches.
Yes,
that's the thing.
Oh, sandwiches. Man. Buck will be joining us on Friday.
Yeah!
He'll be here studio on Friday.
I refuse to call him Buck. I'm just going to call him Aaron the whole time. Just
Aaron.
To anger everyone.
So he texted me yesterday. He texted me, and he's like, so when am I going to be on the show? And I said, whenever you want. And he texts me back and says, well, I don't wake up till 7.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Of course.
Dude, whatever. I just got back from a crazy, wonderful, beautiful, serene, hellish week of Disneyland with three kids.
Oh, how
so,
was it? Was it good?
It was magical.
Yeah. Magic? You sound like that's a question.
Yeah. It was magical.
Yeah.
So I loved every second of it.
Everything no, sounds
it was,
like
it was
a question.
Really, it was a great time.
That's good.
It was a great time.
You
youngest
have lots
is
of
three.
Good stories to share?
Tons of stories. Tons of stories. I'll also be doing some travel tips. At some point, because I learned some life hacks as far as airport and what not to do.
I love life hacks.
Got a few of those what not to do's.
That's great.
I love me some life hacks.
Yeah, so I've got plenty of those. Dude, the phone lines have been jammed since we launched.
Is this good?
I mean,
the phone number, if you'd like to call us, is very simple. It's 338-3700.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us throughout the show, and a lot of people have been asking me, what are you planning on doing for the first show? And I'm telling them, don't expect a whole lot. I'm not going to come out with guns ablaze.
we just want to leave, you know, subpar.
Exactly, yeah.
Just set the bar low.
I don't want to go too crazy, you know?
That's great.
Because if we go too crazy, then we have to keep that momentum going, and that's going to kill me.
Yeah. So we're just going to slowly ramp up. It's going to suck for a few weeks.
Yes.
No. It's not gonna suck.
I tell people, keep your expectations very low.
Yeah. Tempered.
I tell my wife that every day, so it works out.
All right, where's the phone? Is this the phone right here?
It's the phone right there. Oh, jammed.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, is this Dex?
It is. Good morning, sir.
Dex, I wanted to welcome you back to the airwaves. It's wonderful to have you back on the air.
Thank you so much. appreciate it.
Is this your dad? Or
what?
No, it's not my dad.
Actually, I might be close enough. This is Chaz Malibu from Big 98.5.
Stop! Chaz is your biggest fan.
Chaz, listen to me. Pause. I listen to you every morning. I'm not kidding. Every morning driving into work, I listen to you. And you play that that song.
He is seriously giddy right now.
The synthy song about waking up early in the morning.
Yeah.
I love it.
I appreciate it. Well, again, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of Dex. Dex and I were able to spend a little time with each other down when we were working at the Evil Station and
the Empire.
The Empire. And but now we're both Jedi, and we feel so much better where we're at, don't we, Dex?
We do. We do. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
I wanted to send out lots of love to you, Dex, on your first day. Steve-O, Matt, you have a good guy right there. You guys are going to do great.
Thanks, Chaz.
Thanks, man.
That's very
nice. I feel like we just got blessed.
Thank you, Chaz.
Absolutely. There we go. You have a great morning, guys, and just go and kick some butt.
All right, man. Thanks, Chaz.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
Man, Chaz Malibu.
When he says kick butt, he means Christian kick butt. That's what we're doing, which is kind of like it's a softer kick.
No, man. We're teaching people to turn the other cheek.
It's a kick with a Bible verse behind
it. There you go. Dude, Matt.
I'm freaking out.
You seriously?
Wow.
That's like radio. What? Like he's
the
like
Pope, man.
Yeah,
he is a legend. Pope. No. Chaz Malibu is a legend in these parts. He's been doing it out of 25, 30 years,
73 years,
100 years here in New Mexico. The guy's he's an amazing man. So
that's
thank
awesome.
You for that.
I've never, ever, ever seen Matt's face like that.
Oh, yeah. It did.
When he said his name.
Oh. I don't want to spoil it, but
awesome.
Steve-O and I have something even bigger planned for you.
Really? For me?
Yes.
Is it a cash gift?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
It's a cash gift.
I'll take that.
We do?
You don't remember?
Okay.
That one?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. I do remember.
Did you guys plan stuff while I was gone?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we do have one.
And Dex have something planned for you, too.
Yeah, we do.
It involves violence.
338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to call us. It's New Music Tuesday on Star 88. So every Tuesday, we play, four new songs?
Four new songs.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to kick off the show with some new music.
Yeah, here at Star 88, we actually let listeners pick the playlist.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, sort of.
It's kind of like Spotify or Apple Music, but better.
Right. You have us. You have Dex to listen to.
Yeah.
Instead of those annoying Spotify commercials, and then you're like, hey, I want to listen to this song on Spotify, and it's some cover of song from some band. You're like, who is this? That's the worst. So anyway, this is an up-and-coming band called Finding Favor, their new single, Refuge. You go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm, and you vote yes or no.
All right, when we come back, after we play some new music, is this the right one right here?
Yeah.
That's it.
Right down. We will we'll talk more about what's coming up on the show this morning. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us. That is new music from Finding Favor. Refuge on New Music Tuesday. It is Star 88. If you guys want to vote on that song, you just go to facebook.com/Star 88.
Who else is going to call us?
Facebook.com/Star 88 FM.
That's it.
I'm telling you, FM. During the break, Mateo was losing his mind that Chaz Malibu called us. And,
I mean, he is a celebrity.
Guys, I'm not kidding.
He's a local celebrity.
Seriously, listen to that. I listen to Big 98 when I roll in.
When you ask, what do other radio guys listen to? Mateo's answer is Chaz Malibu.
Well, I'm a big fan of, 70s and 80s music.
Huey Lewis in the News?
Yeah. And now I get my first inclination that I'm getting old, because I'm on 98.5, they play No Doubt.
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh, No Doubt, bro.
Phone lines are jammed, guys.
Yeah, 338-3700 if you'd like to call us. And Chaz Malibu, if you're still listening, if you could get us Bobby Box to call
us. Oh, my gosh.
On Bobby Box. That'd be amazing.
If he calls in all day.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
You there? Good morning.
Hello?
Chewbacca!
Dude, I was really good hanging out with you at Disneyland. You're a really nice guy. Yep, I agree.
This is a really bad Chewie.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the Chewie.
It sounds more like a Furby. It's like Chewie's cousin.
This is a Furby.
Furby?
Good morning.
Heck.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome.
Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
How's it going, man?
You know, I'm a little nervous.
I missed you, brother.
I missed you too.
I missed you too, Paul. I did. I can't believe we're back doing this thing.
Paul, Steve-O, and I also missed you. We've never met you, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Teo saved me. I'm the guy that called on Wednesday, and you guys helped me. I was the guy in the band.
No way.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And you've helped me a lot. I put my family first.
That's cool, man.
Dude, incredible.
And it's just amazing. And then I see this thing on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
It's real life, guys.
Cool. Yeah.
It's real life.
Real life.
Pretty much the best team up since the Avengers.
As long as I can be Hawkeye.
That's right. You're Black Widow.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Paul.
Paul, love you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Love you.
All right, man.
And God bless, and this is awesome, and you guys are going to be so good. You guys already are.
Oh,
it's all downhill from here.
Woo! Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
See,
338-3700 is the phone number to call us.
All morning you're talking about setting the bar low.
Yeah.
And it's already so
high. It's just already...
The first caller was Chaz Malibu!
Stop it right now. You're just losing your mind. Come on. Good morning.
Good morning. So after Chaz Malibu called, he gave me a flashback. My wife was on Facebook, and she went to go buy... Or not buy. She got a hold of Dex, and she was going to get some, I guess, weight loss stuff that he used to sell.
Uh-huh.
I lost my mind, and she was going to go pick up the next day, and I got stuck washing windows with my father-in-law, and I felt like a five-year-old in the corner.
That is...
They wouldn't let me go pick anything up.
Gosh.
Thank you for sharing that.
Come on, guys. So.
Thank you.
No problem. You guys have a good morning.
You too, man.
Goodbye.
338-3700.
You used to sling weight loss crap?
Yeah, I tried to sling it to you that one time, remember?
I remember not ever going to the meetings because I knew. It was like there was a solid 3 months where I knew if you were calling my phone, I shouldn't answer because it was just to invite me to like your living room so I could watch a video with 13 other strangers.
Oh, man. That would never happen. I would never do that to
you.
That sounds like a cool hangout.
By never, he means only on Thursdays. Only on Thursday.
Dex, you don't have to do that anymore.
I don't. You're making the big bucks. Meet the street.
Now you just have to listen
have to
me.
Anymore.
You got to listen to me invite you to Desert Forge for a few months.
Or just hang out on the couch and read comics with me. It's cheaper.
Just
enjoy your fatness.
It's cheaper, quote.
Yeah.
As many as we read, it's probably not.
That's
cheap.
Yeah, actually true.
338-3700 if you want to call us. It's the Morning Invasion. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Didn't see 3PO.
Good. Hey, good. It's good to hear y'all. This is my first time tuning in to 88.3, but putting on number one on the preset, so.
Heck yeah!
That's
welcome to the party!
Thank you, buddy.
Welcome to the party. Yeah, it's good, good to hear you, and look forward to the morning show.
Thanks,
right
man.
On. It's already happening, so you don't have to look forward anymore. Just live in the now.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So we got Mr. Lactose Intolerant.
Yeah.
Steve-O to start us off. Big bowl of ice cream.
Yep.
And Mateo, the fluffy whipped cream to fluff it up.
Okay.
And now we got Dex, a cherry on top. Dex, welcome back to New Mexico morning, brother.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much. That was the weirdest phone call ever.
That's pretty cool,
thank
man.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm the
cherry, though. That's very nice of you.
I guess I'm the fluffy whipped cream.
I'm the lactose intolerant dude. Can I just say, going to like places like Disneyland, it's when you have like a quote-unquote intolerance, you learn to live with it.
No, you don't.
You learn to live with it.
You ask them about it.
You can, yeah.
That's what you do.
Our youngest has crazy dietary like allergies, and we had a special chef everywhere we went. Come out and go, okay, now, give me a rundown of his... It was cool. It was very cool.
All right, well, we're going to take a break.
Ooh.
It is the Morning Invasion.
Yes, it is.
Dex, Steve-O, Mateo.
Woo-hoo. I got travel tips coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got traffic ready, Mateo.
I can have it ready.
But we're going to do
it's
some traffic coming up.
It's 6:23 in the morning. I'm pretty sure roads are clear.
It's ready to
we're
go right now.
We're going to do some traffic this morning, coming up after 7 o'clock this morning.
I'm so excited about doing traffic.
This is the
There's nothing that I like more than mispronouncing road names. I can't wait. One table.
It's good, man. He's
9 a.m. We have Kevin Herrig. I'm excited for everybody to meet Kevin Herrig. He's going to come in and perform live. I can't wait for you guys to hear.
Can you not wait?
I cannot wait.
You're going to have to wait until 9 o'clock.
For our lives to be over.
And Steve-O is going to talk Disneyland.
Yep. So I got some trip tips.
That's right. So
good.
Hang out with us. It is the Morning Invasion.
Fair warning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Welcome to the show. Woo. How are you doing out there? How you doing?
Tex, your voice is comforting.
Really?
Thank you, Mateo. You're like, hey, welcome to the show. And I'm like, oh, man, I feel better.
So glad to be back.
I get it.
Oh, man, it is the Morning Invasion. It is Dex, Steve-O, and Mateo on this Tuesday, January 12th. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Say hello. I missed a lot of you out there during my 6 months off.
And some of you.
Yeah, I'm just excited that they took a chance on me, you know? I mean, this might only last today. But
you know, it's a tough call.
I'm happy about it.
When
I'm
you
okay
have to
that.
Take a chance on somebody that has so much more experience than either of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's so hard. It was such a hard choice.
It is.
You know?
Because you're like, I just don't know if he's going to do it right.
I was like, do we want Dex or Bobby Box? We're trying to find that local celebrity guy to just fill a void in our three-man team.
Yeah.
That we didn't know was there, and now it's like, oh, there was a void the whole
Jessica
time.
Jessica Garate wasn't available, and
who's
Steve
Jessica
Stucker
Garate?
Was... What?
Man, where am I from?
Not here.
Yeah. I don't even know who I grew up, like Billy Bob and Jolene or
okay,
something
no,
in
no,
Mississippi.
She's like a news chick here.
Yeah, she's
town.
One of the... She's a big reporter.
Just though. Who I thought. Okay. She's a reporter.
So yes. If you guys are just tuning in, my name is Teo. Hey. I grew up in Mississippi. So anytime I make fun of redneck people, I totally can, because that's my birthright.
Yeah, that's good.
So when I say Billy Bob and Jolene, the radio I grew up with is like, well, hey y'all, here we are now. You know what they got? They got a new Diet Coke, and I bought 6 cases of them yesterday, and I can't wait to drink. I already did. I drank all of them this morning.
Oh, diabetes.
Man. That just—it's so natural the way that you talk.
That's
where
so
he's
natural.
From.
That's where I'm from.
I love it. That's what I love about Mateo is his redneck.
I do have a redneck.
Yes.
Ironically enough, if I'm out in the sun here for 10 minutes, I get burned.
Yeah. Quite true.
338-3700 is the phone number to call us. If you have a smartphone, you guys can download the Star 88 app. It's a free app, and you can listen to us right there on your smartphone, which is pretty cool.
You just sounded like my dad. If you have a smartphone, okay, you're going to want to go to the Apple Store, okay, find the application.
Oh, man.
Called Star 88.
That's amazing. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Just trying to wake up. I'm new to all this.
New to the...
To radio?
To the whole
I'm
show?
New to everything. I got baptized in June.
All right. So. That's great.
Welcome
good
to the
you.
Family.
Yeah.
What's up, fam?
Thank you.
New to all of this.
Yeah
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the family. Well, you know, if you have any questions, if you need anything, we're always here for you.
Dex is your guy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've switched all my radios to all you guys. So.
Awesome.
We appreciate that.
You're going to enjoy it. I promise.
Yep, it's going to be good.
I love Skip Isaac. He's really great.
He's the jam.
He is. He is. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, hit us up anytime.
We're here.
Thank you.
All
have
right,
a great
bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
That's awesome.
Steve-O.
What? He's been here for like an hour. We've gotten more calls than I've worked here for almost 3 years.
That's because the phone lines are open.
Steve-O, Chaz Malibu,
call
us at 6 a.m.
If you miss that, you got to catch the podcast
at
some
man,
point.
Because that was the
I'm
best. Our first phone call of the morning was Chaz Malibu wishing us good luck.
And, yeah.
If you're still listening, Chaz, we want Bobby Box to call us. Cause
I'm still waiting for Steve Stucker. But
who is that weatherman I don't trust?
That's Mark Ronchetti.
Don't call us, Mark Ronchetti. Don't you do it.
I'm going to get Mark on the phone one of these
days. I don't
days.
Trust
I'm,
I'll tell
I'm,
him.
I'm good.
I will tell him to his ear.
I want Steve Stucker to call and be like, hey, it's really good to see that you're back. All right. I'm really happy to hear from you, Dex. It's good. You're a great guy. We love it.
check out my 17 dogs and my crazy balloon hat. Am I right? Steve Sucker.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my favorite. He's amazing.
But he's like an Albuquerque royalty.
Oh, yeah.
He's like
of
a cornerstone of the community.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He truly is.
338-3700 is the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up after 7, we're going to do some news. Mateo has some of our headlines, some local stuff.
Yeah.
Things going on in the world that you need to know about. And we're going to have you guys call in. You can get to know me. I know there's a lot of people in the Star 88 family that they don't know who I am. I mean, I saw the Facebook post. They're like, wait, the big announcement was who? What?
Which guy?
What?
Why
Dex?
Is he wearing a robe? Does he wear pants?
So I want TBD. You guys. I want you guys to be able to ask me anything.
Same with us too.
Yes,
because there's a lot of Dex family that don't know Tao and I.
Exactly. Exactly. So we want you to call a little after 7 o'clock, and you can ask us anything, so we can get to know you. Of course, if you're dealing with any issues out there, we want this show to be a show for you. So if you want to share it on the air, you can. If you don't want to share it on the air, we'll put you on hold. We'll get your number and we'll contact you after the show, and we'll help you through it, because I struggle. I don't know about you two. The last show that I did, I worked with two perfect guys that never did anything wrong.
Amen. Never said anything wrong.
And it was hard. It was really hard for me because I could never live up to be like those two guys. Mm-hmm. One of them will be on the show Friday. His name is Aaron Buck Burnett.
And we're going to confront him, man. We're just going to confront Buck and be like, why are you so perfect?
Exactly.
I love it when you guys confront people and I can just watch it all go down. It's great for me. I just sit back and I say, man, I am not in that situation at all. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. No, we are here. And if you want to email us, you can as well, because maybe the phone lines are jammed up and you can't get through. studio@star88.fm is our email address. Takes it right to the studio. We all get it. studio@star88.fm.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. How are you?
Yes.
Good morning.
I am so glad to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cheryl Kirk, remember me?
Cheryl! Yes, of course!
Cheryl!
Cheryl, my mom's name is Cheryl.
Oh, hey!
I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, yes. Wow. Snap!
All right, now hang on. Let's put a few... Well, never mind. Go ahead. That's awesome.
Go ahead, Dad.
I was going to say, look, there's a difference between Mississippi and Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
There's a big difference.
So much better.
Yeah, somehow you guys came out better than us. I don't know what happened, but it's Mississippi, so you just roll with it.
Well, Mississippi, they kind of, the tree doesn't go out so much as it does in Louisiana.
I guess so.
Amazing.
Cheryl, what have you been doing the past 6 months? How's life? Everything good?
Still working, still. Everything's going well. Kids are great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm glad to hear you. I'm so glad.
Thank you, Cheryl. All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I sure will.
All right, bye-bye.
Did Cheryl just say kids is great?
Kids is great.
Kids is great.
Kids is great.
I'm going to have to get used to this. Tao, it was easy for Tao to acclimate to New Mexico because Mississippi and New Mexico, we like fight each other for 50th.
Yeah, essentially the same thing, just different parts of the
country. It's like teen pregnancy. It's
obesity.
Yeah. It's everything. We fight for like 49th or 50th. Mm-hmm. So it's incredible. Yeah. We're just missing the river.
That's true. But here's the desert or the.
Yeah. We got the Rio Grande, but it's pretty much not a river anymore.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, a dream is like a river.
Okay. Stop. Cover.
338-3700. It is the Morning Invasion. It's our first show.
Mm-hmm.
It's our first show.
And I got to tell you, I'm like. Yesterday was travel day. I've been with my family for 5 days at Disneyland.
Yes, you have.
Nothing like a nice, relaxing Disney vacation right before you're about to kick off a whole new adventure in life.
Oh, man. Steve-O was saying when he came in this morning, he needs a vacation.
From the vacation. Totally.
So we got some good Disneyland stories coming up.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to give us
lots
some
of travel
hacks.
Tips. Lots of airport life hacks as far what not to do, really. Yes. I've got a few of those for TSA. There's some things that are frowned upon that we're going to discuss coming up. My wife is still pissed. So yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It is New Music Tuesday. So every Tuesday, we're going to take four songs. We're going to play them for you. And you guys get to vote on our Facebook page. If you want us to add this to the playlist or just get rid of it.
We don't want to play junk.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, if you're coming over from, like, the Edge Army or whatever to hear your boy Dex, we're about to play the brand-new single from Red. Actually, this station, 88.3, was the first station in the Albuquerque area to play Red.
Oh, wow.
Years and years and years ago. And I know they got a lot of play on the Edge. But anyway, brand-new single. It's called Take Me Over. Let's get to it.
It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us. That's new music from Red. Take Me Over on New Music Tuesday at Star 88. It is the brand new morning show. Morning Invasion is what we're calling ourselves.
Pew, pew!
Okay.
Really intimidating.
Really good idea.
If you guys loved that track, go to facebook.com/star88fm and tell us what you think. Do you want us to add that to the playlist? Do you want us to get rid of it?
I dug it.
Oh, I like it, too.
I love Red.
I think we need to keep putting more energy in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, here's the departure for you people coming over. This is Star 88. This is a 40-year-old station, yeah. 88.3, and we're Christian format. So you're not just going to hear a lot of, you know, Red sounding rock. You're going to hear a lot of different sounding rock music and just stuff from that you've never heard before. But then some stuff that you have heard before, and you're going to be pretty surprised, I think.
Like Mumford & Sons.
Yeah,
rocking
Mumford
that.
& Sons. We got Cold War Kids that we play.
Yeah, got some good
21
stuff
21 Pilots.
21
oh,
Pilots.
Dude.
All day long.
They're huge right now.
My 10-year-old, it's ridiculous.
Loves 21 Pilots.
I just sounded like a really, really old dude.
Because
my 10-year-old.
What do you mean you just sounded
Rick
like
that? Rick and Mandy. There were only 19 pilots.
What?
That was a dad joke. I'm just trying
I remember
to
when
stick
there were
with
19.
The really, really old. I'm going to go. I'll see you guys.
Bye. Right. Don't go. You've already been gone too long.
Yeah. You know, had a chance to go out to take the family to the Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
It's you been
wanna,
a long time.
Let's have you share. You want to share a life hack about your adventure to Disneyland? You want to share a quick story?
Dude, I'll tell you what. You always got to start with airfare, right? And travel and everything. So before we even got to Disneyland, let me just tell you, I have three kids, right? Jack's 12, Luke's 10, and Brody is 3. This is the first time any of them have ever been on an airplane. So they were already losing their minds. We had seven bags, not including our carry-ons,
good
right?
Because
we had luggage, we had a freaking stroller, we had a crib type thing for Brody. It was like a you folded up pack and play type thing. By the way, shout out to our boy Steven from Amberlin, who also, by the way, if you're new to the station, is a part of this station. He's here on this campus, and so he hangs out
he's
with
like
us
our
on
best
Thursday.
Friend.
He is. He's totally. His wife hooked us up with their little like pack and play.
That's nice.
So, yeah, shout out to that crew because we use that for his bed. But we had to travel with it. And so we're already traveling with a ton of stuff. And what I didn't do, this is like every dad's duty. Before you get to the airport, before you leave the house, like double, triple, quadruple check everything. Chrissy, my wife, was epic in that she helped everybody pack and was like, all right, make sure you have enough underwear, make sure you have enough, you know, blah, 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 all the normal stuff. What I didn't check was their carry-ons.
Oh, no.
So we get to TSA, and it's like normal, normal, normal. Boop, boop, boop. Jack, the 12-year-old, gets pulled out of line. And I'm like, what is happening? Because when you're traveling with kids, you don't have to do – like, we got to skip a lot of the stuff. It was great.
So
he we have a 3-year-old.
He had his first experience with TSA.
Yeah, very first time at the airport. And this big old scary security guy goes, whose backpack is this? And Jack's like, oh, no. And I'm like, don't worry, son. They're going to take you to that room. They're going to interrogate you.
It's fine.
Just look him in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Stone cold killer, Jack.
I'll be right outside the door.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll be all good.
Poor Jack.
He's a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, little, like...
Oh, cutest little, kid ever.
Yeah, right? But that's not what you want to say when they're 12. You want to say that when they're 3. But he's still the cutest little guy ever. His 10-year-old brother outweighs him. He's taller. So, like... So all of a sudden, the sweet little blue-eyed, blonde-haired kid gets pulled out of line by this giant security guy. And it's like, who's backpack? And he's like, oh, it's mine. It's like, all of a sudden, he's pulling out, like, knives and water. And, like, Jack had everything you can have in a bag. I'm not kidding. That's he didn't incredible. Really have knives. Knife, plural.
I was going to say, when did you get that machete?
Get a knife. Pulling out a samurai sword. No, seriously, though, make sure you check your carry-on bags. Before you get to TSA, he had, like, water bottles for days that he'd just been storing from school, apparently. I was like, oh, that's just old water. And so I was, like, trying to explain to him how ISIS takes 7 ounces of water and makes bombs. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why this is illegal, but oh, apparently man. It is.
Yep.
Terrorists make bombs out of water bottles.
3.4 ounces.
I have no idea why that number, but if anybody knows why you can only have 3.4 ounces, it's in case you get lost in the Sahara and want to live for 17 seconds.
I have a theory.
I have no idea.
I think that the TSA set that number so that every contact solution company and everybody that makes anything that has liquid in it, they're like, oh, cool, a new product to sell
travel
at a higher
size.
Price.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dude. Exactly what happened.
So yeah. this is Jack's...
This is Jack's
this
very
is
first
very
time
first
at the airport.
At the air, well, this
right
is
here at Albuquerque.
You guys were going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Which, by the way, dude, LAX and the Albuquerque Sunport, two totally different airports.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You get treated like a king at LAX if you have a 3-year-old. Can I just say that? Seriously. I was like, oh, you don't have to go through this 2-hour line. It's a good thing we got here 2 hours early because it took us 3 minutes to get to the gate. So then we were stuck in the airport with a 3-year-old for 2 hours. That was obnoxious.
So what is the lesson that you would like everyone to learn from what you went through?
Two things. First, make sure you check your carry-ons. And then second, coming up, I'm going to talk about what not to do when booking airfare. Like, I don't know, using your nickname for your plane ticket.
Come on, man.
I don't know these things.
How does a guy from Mississippi know these things?
Let's just say it was a lot of fun when they were checking IDs and our plane tickets that didn't match.
So who are you?
I thought you were like a big world traveler guy.
I'm not big world traveler guy. Work in ministry. The farthest I can afford
mission
is
trips
grants.
And stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Gallup. Woo!
Oh my gosh.
That's where I go on vacation.
Oh man.
Can afford the gas.
Gosh, why would you go vacation in Gallup?
Because that's all I can afford.
Whatever, big spender. You're just telling us about, you know, spending $600 on a dinner.
Yeah, dude, don't tell Dave Ramsey, but I signed up for 7 credit cards, okay?
That's
one for the plane tickets.
7's the number.
One for the Disney tickets.
You're doing well.
Oh,
gosh. But I got 2.9% financing. If I pay it off in 2 years,
for
I don't go to prison.
Months.
So
338-3700 is the phone number to call us, and Steve is going to share more amazing life hacks and stories from his Disneyland
mostly
trip.
What not to do.
And I want to, after hearing some of the stories you told us off the air this morning, I literally want, we're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's our next vacation.
Yeah. I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney. I can't afford Disney World, but I'm going to Disney.
It's
the
same price. It's
I've
just
never been to
closer.
Disney World.
It just seems a little further away. Plane tickets are a little more expensive, right? Yeah. Am I
right
about that?
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to wait, bro.
You guys need to talk to my mother
because
she plans this stuff to a T. When we go to Disney World, I have an itinerary. It's like,
okay, Matthew.
Drop off luggage at the hotel.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait in room for 15 minutes.
See, this is smart. I didn't
family
have
family meets in lobby.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Do you love that about your mom, or is that something that...
Here's why. I'm so loosey-goosey with schedules and time that if we didn't have her doing that type A personality stuff, I have no idea how I would have even made it to
when
Disney
do I
World.
Go to the bathroom?
I would have shown up at the hotel and been like, is this Disney World? This is awesome!
Oh my
look
God.
At the giraffe in the backyard. Look at the swimming pool.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's good that she does all that stuff. The cool thing about, well, never mind. We'll talk about it when we come back, because I also went to Disney World for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll compare
and contrast.
We got
lots of stories.
We should compare and contrast Disneyland versus Disney World and the travel trips and how we handle it.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Coming up, it's Ask Us Anything. Again, a lot of you don't know who I am. Mm-mm. And a lot of people don't know who Steve-O and Mateo are.
Mystery. I'm still trying to figure out. So Dex is your first name?
Yes, it's Dexter. Gosh. Dexter P. McGill, actually.
Which one of you is Buck? And what's your end game?
So we're gonna open up the phone lines, and you guys can call us, and we want to hear from you. We want you to ask us, get to know us, and also Kevin Herrig, a friend of mine, he's coming in to play live at 9 a.m. this morning, and there's really it's not like he has a CD coming out or anything like that. He's amazing.
He's
and
a magician.
When he came into our show in the past, he'd throw down acoustically and. It's amazing.
Does he do requests?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you do Sublime?
Yeah, yes.
Probably.
Not here.
Yeah, okay.
No,
but he can. I just wanted to know if he could. I don't want to hear it.
He can do that off air, Steve.
Yeah.
He's going to start playing. Steve's going to be like, I don't practice that. Just going nuts.
How about Redemption Song by Bob Marley?
Yes.
I mean, there's some redemption
yes.
there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Star 88. We got to play some better music.
Also, coming up, there was a, I don't know if you guys have seen the viral video. Do you guys remember Sweet Brown?
No. What?
Sweet Brown was, she was a viral YouTube star for, I think it was probably
17
four
minutes.
Years ago.
Oh, okay. No.
And in her neighborhood, there was an apartment complex that caught fire.
Yes, I saw this!
Yeah, it was one of the greatest news reports ever.
She didn't have time for it?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and well, there is a new Sweet Brown.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, we're going to play the audio coming up a little after 7 o'clock. And, yeah, can't wait to talk to you guys. I missed you. We're going to take a break. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to our show. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo, Morning Invasion.
Speaking of, I'm trying to put up a post. Should I do hashtag Morning Invasion or hashtag The Morning Invasion?
Both of them.
Or, you know, these are the hard decisions we
do
have to...
Do both.
Our job is so hard!
Do both.
I like that. Do both.
Both.
Make it happen.
Hashtag can't decide on a hashtag.
Yeah.
That's going to be it.
It is New Music Tuesday on Star 88. So every Tuesday, we feature some brand new music that we want you guys to decide whether or not we play or not play.
Mm. To play or not to play.
And we got some new music to play right now. And then we're going to come back. We're going to do some traffic. Teo has some news for us. And we're going to open up the phone lines and have you guys... Ask us anything you want. We want to get to know you. It's been a while since I've been on the radio.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Last time you were on the radio, they were playing Crap Like Stained. So
yes, they were. Yes, they were.
It's good stuff.
It's been a while.
It's not good stuff. I don't like Stained.
Dude, yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm not going to lie. For about 7 minutes, I was like, bro, that one song with like Fred Durst from like Family Values was so good, bro.
Everybody thought that in the 90s. It's because we didn't have anything better.
Like, dude, he's harmonizing with Fred Durst, and that's really hard to do.
Man, that's tough.
It's so good, bro.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm, and Teo's posted the new music. And when you hear it, then you guys tell us if you liked it or not.
Yeah.
What do we got? What's our next
song? So the next song, this is Audio Adrenaline. Have you ever heard of Audio Adrenaline, Dex?
I have heard of them. Am I a fan? I don't know because
don't know.
I've only heard you talk about them.
Well, here's the dealio.
Yo.
Tell me.
Audio Adrenaline, old Christian band. In fact, if we got a lot of new listeners that ever listen to Christian music, I bet 90% of them have heard of Audio Adrenaline, even in passing. They've just barely listened. to Christian music. But here's the deal. This is a new iteration of the band. None of the original members, but I'm happy to say that the bass player is the former singer of my old band.
Yes!
Yeah, dude.
So it's like, hey, are they going to add Audio Adrenaline? I don't know. Are Matt and Dave still friends? We'll see.
How did that band break up? Okay.
Here's the cool thing. This song, they've included a children's choir called the His Little Feet International Choir, and I'll tell you more about them after we play the song.
All right.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go there. Tell us what you think of Audio Adrenaline featuring His Little Feet International, Sound of the Saints, on Star 88.
Oh, I love to hear the song of creation, the wind and the rhythm of the rain. Oh, the thunder, it speaks of your power, but there's something in the sound of the saints. I've been washed in the roar of the ocean, found peace in the echoes of a cave. And the trees of the field, they clap their hands, but there's something in the sound of the saints. From the lips of those you saved, a redemption song will rise, with a sound so full it cracks the sky. Whoa! Forever a symphony of praise. I long to hear the voice of my Savior, and He hears us, the sound of the saints. From the lips of those you saved, a redemption song will rise. Every tongue, every tribe, hear the church you'll ride. Whoa!
Tuesday on Star 88, that's Audio Adrenaline, and the song just went away. I don't know.
Sound of the Saints.
Sound of the
and
Saints.
The song just went away. The Sound of the Saints.
It was not a Sarah McLachlan commercial for child sponsors.
No, I was going to say, I thought I was over Disneyland, but...
No, you're back, bud.
Dude,
it's a small world after
that
all.
That little kid, yeah. That
you
little
can't get
kid,
out of it.
That little kid started singing, and I was, yeah, that was it, man.
So here's the deal with that song. Features His Little Feet International Children's Choir. You're listening, you're like, why is there a children's choir? They tour the U.S. as a culturally unique choir, serving as a voice for orphaned and vulnerable children worldwide. Here at Star 88, we don't just care about the music. We also care about mission efforts.
Humanity.
We care about people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great, like, I know it's cheesy. I know it's a trope. It's like, dude, if we want to sell records, children's choir.
Children's choir. See? All day, air day.
If you're like, what other band has done? Who did that?
We are Amberlin. The world. Finn. That was in Children's Choir.
Do you remember Finn from Amberlin?
Yeah.
So totally, it's an old gag or whatever, but this Children's Choir's goal is to bring awareness to the millions of children around the world in need of care, as well as to facilitate opportunities for Americans to respond to the needs of those children through giving, sponsoring, going, and adopting. You can get more info at hislittlefeet.org if you're interested.
Nice. And it fit with the song.
Totally.
You could tell. Yeah. Like it wasn't just thrown in.
Yeah.
It wasn't an afterthought.
It is New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/Star88FM. This is the Morning Invasion. Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo.
Woo!
On this Tuesday, January 12th. The first show for us three.
Mm.
The very first one.
Viva la 1912.
Yes.
What? Yeah, man.
What does Viva mean?
Live, bro.
I thought it was the name of a soda.
Welcome to España.
Maybe a new soda. Some fantastic new soda I haven't tried yet. It's just out there for me, waiting.
We're going to open up the phones here in just a little bit. 338-3700 is the phone number. If you can't get through the phone lines either, you guys can email us. What's that email?
Studio@star88.fm. That's studio. At star88.fm.
Yes.
And we've got 19 computers in here, so it works out. It's 114 degrees. Yeah. It's really hot. It's so cold here, actually. I got home and forgot that it's winter because I've been in California. Mm-hmm. And California winter's like, oh, dude, it's so cold tonight. It's 63 degrees. And so I got home and it was like, oh, no. I was wearing a T-shirt on the airplane.
Oh, no.
Yet another travel tip. Check out the weather before you leave. Pack accordingly for that. Yeah. I got travel tips for days. More coming up.
All right. You ready for some news?
I'm ready for it.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
And when I said I'm ready, I meant now I am. So biggest news this week, probably the David Bowie passing.
Oh, man.
Passed away. So long, Major Tom.
But anyway, I woke up to that on Instagram.
I know.
I thought somebody was a day late because his birthday was the 8th.
Mm.
Because Elvis's birthday is the 8th. Our friend Jason Smith's birthday. I just have always known David Bowie's birthday.
Yeah.
Sadness, man.
The timing of it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Not to mention, he recently released a brand new record. And according to our friend Antonio that we met at the Morning Brew, he did that on purpose. He had that recorded and waited until the time was almost here.
Isn't a song called Lazarus?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he released the record. Well, they're going to be doing a David Bowie tribute concert. It's been announced. Black Star Set for Number One Debut. That's his new record. The event titled The Music of David Bowie at Carnegie Hall is scheduled for March 31st and will feature appearances by The Roots, Cyndi Lauper, and Jacob Dylan.
Wow. I love your accent, man.
Thanks, man.
Said Carnegie like...
Carnegie?
Carnegie.
See, I don't know...
Carnegie Hall.
It's Carnegie Hall. There's a correct and an incorrect.
That's so crazy.
Have you ever been? But I don't know which one it is because the museum is the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. I don't know if this is Carnegie Hall or not. So I just
I don't know if I should believe you or not because I don't know. I don't know your sarcasm.
Well,
just
see, that's the thing. I like to keep it that way.
I feel like you're lying to me.
Yeah. I really like it where people have no idea. If
There's
I'm
probably
joking.
A lot of people who saw the news who were like, "Where's the vulgarity, man?" He said.
Yeah. All right, later we're going to talk about how I almost got in or how I got in trouble for a joke about vulgarity that wasn't even vulgar.
We have a if you're going to be on the news tip coming up. Yeah. Life hack.
Yeah. All right, back to the headlines.
PR training. Another thing that is going on, the Albuquerque Zoo, a rhino has died from illness at 38.
Oh, no.
Southern white rhinoceros from the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo died over the weekend from gastrointestinal complications, which, yes, a rhino can have. Caroline, a 38-year-old southern white rhino, died from colic, which causes gastrointestinal distress, according to the zoo.
Since her name's Caroline, does that mean coming up a little later we got to do some Sweet Caroline? We'll have some listeners call
Neil Diamond coming at you.
Do some like Neil Diamond.
It's Neil.
Yeah, we got to get some yeah.
Here's the good thing, though. The average lifespan for her species of rhino, 34 years. She lived to 38.
Oh, man. She totally knew about it the whole time, too. She was like, I'm outliving everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy I'm a rhino.
APD said officers were called to a busy Bank of America near Candelaria and Carlisle in northeast Albuquerque around 4 p.m. yesterday after reports of a robbery. And I guess there was an officer involved shooting
Whoa!
That followed the bank robbery. They said an APD officer on his way to work responded to the call. Two other officers were also on scene quickly when the suspect, who police only describe as a 47-year-old man, was spotted, and then shots were fired. There was a firearm that was located next to the individual bank robber. That individual was taken to the hospital, and at this point in time, he is in stable condition. And police aren't saying at this point whether the suspect pointed a gun or fired shots at officers. They say the suspect suffered at least one gunshot wound.
Wow. This is something I want to talk about. We, of course, we don't have to talk about it right now, but eventually I want to talk about
stupidity.
How can we change our city? Because our city, it is awful.
You know what?
As far as crime.
True.
And cops getting shot. And
you're talking to a guy whose car got stolen a few months ago.
I mean, there's some bad things that are going on in our city. How do we change this?
Nate Heitzig, a couple weeks ago, taught on Sunday here at Calvary Albuquerque, and it was pretty fantastic. It was Nate, right? It wasn't it was either Nate or Skip said it. One of them said it, but it just stuck with me. It was Nate?
It was Nate.
It was, you know, a lot of people talking about changing the world. And what was the cute little tag? Come on, it was great. It was
most people say change the world and you'll get better people. Yeah, but if you change people, you'll get a better world.
Boom! So that's how we do it.
Change people?
Jesus. I mean, it's obvious. Sunday school. I mean,
tell us, scientists.
Are you even saved?
We're sorry. We just the gospel. I don't know. Sorry, I thought that was basic. No, that was easy.
Well, no, we got a lot of new people. We got a lot of new listeners.
That's the fluffy answer. You know what I mean? That's the easy Sunday school. Every answer is Jesus.
When you said that, though, I immediately went back to okay. Of course.
Right. But how?
Yeah. Practically, what do we do?
Right. By being those hands and feet, I think it comes back to just them seeing our good works by the things that we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think if we are doing things differently, people will take note of that. You know, doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean life's not going to suck at times. But it does mean that we have a God who has given us the means to get through it. You know,
I immediately think about I think about love. And these kids that are growing up with a mom and dad that don't love them.
Mm.
I mean, that's got to be the root of it, right?
I think it's a big root.
Yeah, they grow up without parents or with only one parent. And
that's
not disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get into drugs.
Also
they get into gangs. Steve-O lived it.
My dad died when I was six, and my mom was like, I just want to love on my kids because they lost their father, so I'm just going to spoil the crap out of them. So there was no structure. I didn't have a lot of discipline because of that. I truly am one of those, hey, it's only because of Jesus that I'm alive today and breathing oxygen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely.
So is it one of those things where, I mean, God got a hold of your heart?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. God has to take a hold of your heart, and then you have to want to change. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
I think the second part of it is a huge thing because it's like Steve-O said, the Sunday school typical answer is Jesus. And maybe if you're tuning in for the first time today, you're like, that's all I'm going to hear. I saw a comment on your Buck Index Army post yesterday, and some guy was like, dude, I can't do gospel.
Yeah. Can't do religion,
and
man.
I get it. I get where people are coming from that. But then here at Star 88, we like to take it a little bit deeper than just saying, hey, Jesus, that's all you need, and then walking off.
Right,
you know? But I think the second part of what you said it's a very important part of it, because it comes down to somebody deciding that they're not going to do that. Because in all of these situations, in that moment, that person made a split-second decision to do that. And that's what it really comes down to for all of us. We can walk around saying, I love Jesus as much as I want, but we decide to do things every single day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take everybody realizing that we're not living in a movie. We're not living in a book or and I said book, and people are like, what's a book? We're not living
a
TV show or a music video. All of our actions have consequences. This is something that I don't remember or realize every single day, because every day I make bad decisions.
Yeah.
We all do. And so that's an important part, and it's going to take somehow a realization, a mass realization, especially here in Albuquerque, where we think about the fact that our decisions have consequences.
Go ahead.
Look at the guy that just shot the gun at the car. you know, and Lily, the
right.
little girl.
The little girl yeah. who died.
In his mind, he had no idea that there were kids in that car. Yeah, but right. the fact that he just was wielding his gun around and shooting yeah. it all willy-nilly, I mean, come on, there's going to be consequences to that. The consequences that he got, he never could have foreseen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens. We get these consequences that nobody predicted, and yeah. it's like, how did I get in this place?
And you're right, because I highly doubt he woke up that morning thinking, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to shoot my gun at
right.
a car.
No,
right.
he woke up without love, because he was obviously in a bad mood.
Right.
he wasn't having a good day, and somebody cut him off in traffic, or however it happened. He was so angry inside that he decided to pull out a gun and start shooting.
Right.
Yeah. For us, we can't comprehend how angry do you have to be to want to do that?
But we can comprehend being angry.
Yes.
And maybe we don't take out a gun and just shoot around in the air, but we do get angry and we make split second decisions that we look back on and we're like, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
That was stupid.
Yep.
So maybe we can't identify with the consequences, but we can totally identify with the emotion that took over behind it.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I think it was the great theologian Gavin Rosdale who once said, it's the little things that kill, tearing at my brains again.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little things.
Thank you, Steve. I love it.
The little things that kill.
Love it. 338-3700 is the phone number. 338-3700. We want you to call in. Ask us anything. We want to get to know you. There's a lot of people out there in the Star 88 family that they don't know me. They're like, who's this guy invading our radio speakers?
Right. That's a good term right there, invading the radio speakers.
Well, my name is Dex.
Welcome, Dex.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't there supposed to be a second line to that?
Yes, thank you.
My name is Dex, and I'm...
No.
No. Okay.
Not here.
Wrong meeting.
Okay. Wrong meeting.
Sorry.
That one for you is later.
It's funny, because I actually could. I could go into my addictions, but that's for another time.
Hey, phone line's already... You know. So. And vice versa. There are plenty of people who love you who have never heard Tao and I. So,
yes. Number one, we're sorry you have to listen to us. Just focus on Dex.
We come, we're the 2.0 of others. That
good
came
morning.
Before.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill.
Bill!
How are you
it's
doing?
Steve-O.
Hey, buddy.
Matt.
Bill
hey,
Peterson?
Buddy. Bill
yeah,
Peterson.
Bill Peterson. Yeah.
Hey, new guy.
From Detroit.
Hello.
He's from Detroit.
Hello,
don't
Bill
hold that
Peterson.
Against him.
I called you by your first and last name. I would appreciate if you called me Dex. I'm just kidding, Bill.
I just wanted to say that my dog's name is Dex.
Oh, and that's real.
Really?
That's real.
He named it after you.
And I just hope that you're just as happy as he is to see me and that you'll wag your tail and you'll chase a ball.
Good grief.
He owns a poodle. He's a man with a poodle. I mean,
it's not a poodle.
Whatever.
Hey,
what is it?
Steve-O, Mateo, you guys are jerks.
Oh, thanks,
and let
man.
Me tell you why. Because Don, who made some peanut butter fudge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For me,
she did.
At Christmas
yes,
was
she
never delivered
it
because
wasn't
you
delivered.
Guys wouldn't do it.
Wait, what?
No, that's my fault. That's not Steve-O's fault. That's my fault.
I didn't even know.
That's totally my fault.
No. On the air, Matt said, hey, can you drop this off at the Petersons? And you're like, no way.
That's messed up, man.
Thankfully, we didn't have a podcast before, so you can't corroborate that story. You're a liar.
I know. But that's okay.
That's cool. Sorry, man. Mine was tasty. It was like peanut butter fudge. Matt's wife makes some of the best. She makes some of the best. She's like Betty Rocker.
Yep.
You know? She just bakes and bakes and bakes. And so that fudge, it was peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
So
amazing.
Sorry,
Bill.
Up.
It's totally my fault.
Hey, new guy.
My name is Dex, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm just looking forward to the wacky banter.
Wacky banter.
Buddy. Some of it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bill Peterson. Yeah.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Okay.
338-3700. I'd like to call and say hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. It's Nomi, guys.
Nomi!
No
How's
way.
How's it going?
See, told you people
Are you
listen
ready
to
for
us,
this?
Dex. Dexter, here's the deal, bro. Have you ever, you haven't lived until this girl threads your eyebrows. So whoa!
Have you ever had your eyebrows threaded before?
You know, I remember hearing that on your guys' podcast.
It's death and painful.
Yeah, you were a, you were crying. I've never heard a grown man cry like Steve-O.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kite string. She takes kite string.
That's true.
And like rips your eyebrow off. It's horrible.
I've seen it done.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to get it done, and that's the reason why I'm calling. No, I'm kidding.
Is it time for Steve-O's appointment?
It's probably time for mine.
They're very
Listen, everybody,
shaky.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the girliest thing I do, I pluck my eyebrows.
Nares his legs.
Do it all
plucks
the time.
His eyebrows.
No, I'm never doing that Nair thing again.
Ever!
That went way wrong.
Yeah.
It just went south real quick.
It did.
Literally.
It did. That's what happens.
But yeah, so anyway, Nomi comes in, threads our eyebrows one day, and it was like, what?
Yeah.
Because it is kind of painful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I call it cool runnings because she puts some cool little like designs in mine where
did.
The bobsled team goes through.
He had a lightning bolt and he
it
had a cross on the other one.
Yeah.
I can do the little gangster symbols, like just the little lines in between the eyebrows.
Pretty much. Dude, Vanilla Ice right here, man.
That's
Vanilla
Ice.
Nomi, thanks for calling.
Yes, of course. All right. And I have a question because I know Steve-O and Tao are nerds.
Uh-huh.
If you were to have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Danny? I'm getting sweaty.
You're asking Dex, right?
Yeah, I'm asking Dex.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking...
No, she knows our superpowers.
Oh. Really? Yeah. What's mine?
Cool.
Crying?
Crying?
Oh. Yes!
Yeah!
I love
you.
You
got a strong cry, man.
That was messed up.
My superpower would probably be... Well, I've always wanted to fly.
Boo.
I mean, everybody
I
likes
just
to
flew.
Fly.
It's not that great. TSA, you know, you have to deal with a lot of crap.
But then again, if you think about flying, I'd have to have other powers, like, you know, be able to have an indestructible body, because then I would have to wear a suit, because bugs and birds
You're
and everything.
You're really overthinking this question.
He's right. We don't ever think about that.
I'd have to have a special suit.
When
because
Superman
if I flew,
lands, how many mosquitoes and bugs are just
Nobody's going to want to call and ask you any questions because you just think about them.
He's right, Steve-O. We've never considered
about just
this.
Say super strength and hang up. I'm just kidding.
Is it Nomi or Naomi?
Nomi.
Nomi.
Mm-hmm. Nomi. Like as in Nomi Rabaloni.
As in you don't know me.
Oh, yeah. As in you don't know me.
It was very nice to meet you.
Same here. And I hope you do well. And I know you guys will totally rock this season.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Nomi.
You're welcome. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning Invasion.
Right. I really don't know what my superpower would be. I started getting sweaty thinking about it.
Sweaty.
So many different superpowers. Shapeshifter would be dope.
I wouldn't.
How many times have you actually, over the years, Steve-O, talked about your superpower?
What? I don't have a
You don't have a superpower?
No, I've never really. How many times over the years? Really? Like, never. Because I'm not that. I realize I have a Darth Vader tattoo, so everybody assumes, like, oh, dude, you must only think of Spider-Man 24/7. I've really never gone, oh, if I had superpower. Like, I've
really?
Never. No, dude. Flying would be cool.
Let's take a break. You need to think about it. By the end of the show, you're going to tell us what your superpower would be.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Traffic.
Yep.
Do you got traffic?
I got
Hold
traffic
on.
All day
Let me get my
long.
Traffic thing going. Hold
this
on.
This is awesome.
Day
Hold
one.
On. Whoops. Hold on. Wrong
day
button.
Here's your traffic update.
What's going? Oh, geez.
It's happening. Is it happening? Is this the music?
There it is.
This is great.
That was a train wreck.
Oh, man. So everybody pretend like you're driving every night. We're driving down the road. Nothing crazy to report except there's an accident and the left lane is blocked. Are you ready for this? Rio Bravo Boulevard East at Broadway Boulevard.
Mm.
Happened about 15 minutes ago.
You've never been more excited for an accident. That's terrible.
I'm not excited about it. I'm excited about traffic. There's a lot of lane closures and stuff like that. There's also a working fire
Whoa!
At Broadway 2nd Street, New Mexico 47 between Rio Bravo Boulevard and Gibson. So, that's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Sopo.
Solomon's Porch.
There you go. Greatest breakfast burrito I've ever had.
Here
not, I'm not lying either.
The campus of Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah, and we didn't get our burrito this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Or our coffee.
Gosh, no wonder I'm so out of it.
We have to make that happen every morning, guys. I mean, that was the greatest
Something
thing.
Something needs to be done.
Yes. somebody needs to maybe deliver.
Perhaps we could invent a robot.
Okay.
Or... something.
Teleportation.
To that
that's my superpower. Yeah. Done. Yes, I'll go get him.
You.
Be right back.
Thank
Boom!
You.
Here you go, buddy.
That'd be a good one.
All right. We want to hear from you. 338-3700 is the phone number. We have to take a quick break, but we'll come back and we'll talk to you. It's the Morning Invasion.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
Sup.
Good morning.
Good to be with you this morning. It's beautiful, beautiful New Music Tuesday. Playing some new music for you guys. We'll get to a new music track here in a little bit. Woo-hoo! You guys can head on over to our Facebook page, Star88 on Facebook, and you can just tell us whether or not you like the music we're playing this morning.
We're in the middle of a great set, my friend.
Yes, we are. We are. We're opening up the phone lines. You guys call in and say hello, and we want you to get to know us this morning.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't know you who have been faithful 88.3 listeners, and there's a lot of people who are faithful Buck and Dex listeners that have no clue who me and Teo are. So.
And I believe on line two here, we have a man by the name of Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dex.
Why are you calling him? No, you call him Joe. If he calls you Aaron...
Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, life partner.
Gosh, dude.
My job wife.
That's been my biggest question of this whole adventure. Like, when he showed up, that was my first thing was, where's Buck? So...
You know, you want to know something. It's funny, because I got a phone call, I don't know, it's probably like 2.5 months ago, from a mutual friend that we all have. And he's like, I heard you might be going somewhere. And I was like, I don't know anything about it. And then I heard through the grapevine that you three were going to be doing this together, and I was like, "That's pretty cool."
Yeah. Oh,
did you really say it was cool, or are you like that dumb Teo? I hate him.
No,
actually, Teo, you're actually my favorite now. Out of
I was going to say, if anybody, he should be pissed at me because I'm the buck of this operation. You are he who shall not be named, but you're the third guy.
So I need to ask you something, Aaron Buck. I need to ask you, are you a little jealous? Are you a little jealous?
No. What time did you wake up this morning?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
What? You don't miss me?
That's a good call.
No, of course I miss you. You know, what's funny is I would call Dex all the time, and he would always tell me, "Don't call me, text me." Like literally.
Wow.
And I was getting concerned because. You know, then I would text him and say, "What are you doing?" And excuse me, he would say,
"I'm a busy guy."
He's a busy guy. He would say, "I'm watching reruns of Dog the Bounty Hunter drinking Mountain Dew on my couch."
Yeah. That's not true. Okay, maybe a little true.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Dog the Bounty.
I love Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No, I think anything, I'm just happy that Dex is finally doing something because we know that you guys left radio and Buck, you've been like. Rocking and rolling in real estate and just making something of yourself and Dex has Netflix.
And I'm really good at Destiny. Really good at Destiny on Xbox One, gamertag T Dexasaurus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm definitely not opposed to being back in radio. Like I really miss the social aspect of radio.
Yeah.
I was talking to some people last night about it and I really miss the way we could help people and influence people. You know, I mean, obviously that's a huge thing for me, but people ask me about real estate and they, what do you like about it? And really the thing for me, if you go to my website, kind of talks about my mission and I like the fact that I'm actually helping people build a legacy.
Oh,
Hey, so
I know all about this because I've read all 17 of the emails.
I feel like I'm getting swept up into something.
Buck calls me, and I haven't heard from this guy in a solid month or two, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, I need your email address." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, dude, anything? Write it. Yeah, here you go, Steve-O, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "What are you sending me?" He's like, "Oh, nothing right now. I'm putting you on my real estate mailing list."
Good for you,
okay,
Buck.
Okay, and you know what? You need to ask for my forgiveness right now for
bearing false witness against me because I've sent three emails.
He really has. Like, it's been great. And it was a great Christmas one. There was one that was like really cool life hack tips and stuff. Like, it's been really cool. I'm giving a hard time. He's great.
Yeah.
He's not like other people that spam you.
I'm not trying
to
tell you stuff. I'm just, you know, I liked my predictions one. I actually worked a long time on
that. That was great. That was great.
My predictions did. You know, and this would be a great phone topic for you guys from July. And I was researching some stuff, and I had no idea about this. And Dex, I'm sure that you didn't know about this because we never talked about it. But in 2010, the United States launched a rocket that was headed for Jupiter called the Juno. Mm-hmm. And it's actually going to land on Jupiter in July this year.
Really?
Nice.
Yes. Forget Mars.
Did we put Ellen Page in it? I hope we put Ellen Page in it.
Why?
Because I can't take her, man. She is the.
You don't want to send her all the way to Jupiter.
She is the female Michael Cera, and I just can't.
I like both of them.
I love Scott Pilgrim versus the World is one of my favorite movies of all time. Cannot take Michael Cera in any other role. Period. The end. Because he's always Michael Cera.
Guys, I'm so stupid. I just got the Juno connection.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
An idiot.
Wow, welcome. Gosh. Welcome, Mississippi.
Hey, but let me tell you something. When I moved out here, it was so cool because we would call you guys when we were Team Awesome Morning Party. And Steve would be like, hey, don't worry, man. They're cool guys. We'll call them. And so I just thought it was really cool because I had never done radio before and that, you know, we would all talk back and forth and have play jokes on each other and stuff. I always thought that was really legit. So I am extending you a personal invitation to appear on this show anytime you want to.
Oh, wow.
Cool. I'll be there on Friday.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Well, so I didn't know.
It was already booked anyway.
It was going to happen.
Friday. Okay.
It
that's
was kind
really
of that
fast.
Thing where I extend in, but it's like he's not going to take it. Well, that's fine.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
So let me ask you guys, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the show? I mean, I got an email from the reporter from Channel 13 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And she was asking me, you know, what are you going to do? What's going on? And what are you guys going to do?
In this new year? Just ride, ride Dex's coattails.
People want to know.
Make that money. Jesus Hotel. We're going to add a new one.
Jesus
called,
Hotel.
Called Jesus
you know,
Hotel.
You know what's funny, Buck, is that's what a lot of people were asking me yesterday on Facebook was, are you guys going to still do Cheater's Hotel?
No, we're not going to do that.
And I said, yes, we're going to do the Christian version of Cheater's Hotel.
It's called Witness Hotel.
You know, actually, let's be honest. Let's be completely honest right now. We could do a Christian version. It'd be called Cheater's Hotel because Christians are still cheaters.
That's true.
Like, there's still people still screw up regularly. You know what I mean? So we really probably could sadly do that bit.
And since we've gotten fired, Buck, you know,
sadder.
Cheating is on the rise big time. So
yeah, I'm sure it is.
On the rise?
It's an epidemic. I mean, it's bad.
It's been
a lot
that way
worse.
Since, I don't know, King David?
Sure it's gotten worse since we got fired. Because for a while there, the statistics don't lie, Steve-O. They were going down when we were doing Cheater's Hotel. They didn't want to get caught. They didn't want to get taken to the hotel.
I gotcha. Okay.
You want me to rub up? Because I will.
I really don't.
Hey, guys. It's me, Teo, over here.
Oh, hey.
This is one of those moments where I'm watching the situation.
No, we're excited for you to come in on Friday, man. Hang out, and be a guest host.
Yeah, you were always my favorite. So when it was like, oh, it's Dex.
What?
Okay.
Buck
that's
your
cool,
favorite?
Too. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the invitation, and I'm surely going to take you up on it. So.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, can't sweet. Wait, dude. It's going to be fun.
Well, I miss you. I really do.
Yeah, miss you too. Miss you, Teo and Steve-O as well.
Is it going to be weird on Friday? Is it going to be weird? Like, are we going
to
feel odd?
You guys
like,
might have
you
to
know
leave
what
the
I mean?
Studio
or, like,
we don't make it weird.
You know, it's like that time when my wife and I went out with, it was like her friend from high school that was a dude, and I'm like, why are they sitting together? This is
going to be different.
Why is it going to be weird?
I'm just kidding.
You know, I mean, it's going to be weird if Dex and I start talking and you shut your mics off.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be a little bit weird.
That would be a little weird. That'd be
but
a little weird.
I don't foresee that happening.
Okay,
right.
Good.
I
beautiful.
Think it's going to be okay.
All right,
sweet,
Buck.
Man.
Well, we'll see you Friday.
All right.
See you Friday, guys.
All right, see you Friday.
All right. I love that, man.
That's really
there
cool.
There he is. Buck from Buck and Dex.
He's still alive. You're gonna have to get over that real quick, man.
I know. I need to move on.
You know
on.
What it's like? It's like it's the new, you know, the new relationship, and all, you're still clinging to that ex girlfriend, bro.
No, you're right. I am.
You know,
Dex,
so,
that was a solid segment.
Closure.
You tried to do.
Friday, we'll finally have Buck and Dex closure. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And you got to move forward.
Closure hotel.
You just, you know, keep moving forward, as Walt Disney always said.
All right. One more phone call here. Phone lines are open. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us, but we have to jump into some new music here in a second. Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason!
I wasn't even listening to the radio. I could just tell you guys are talking about superheroes, and I had to call.
Wow.
You felt it in your spirit.
Jason Mills, pastor at Calvary Knob Hill down at the Lobo Theater.
Nice.
Catty corner from Astro Zombies Comic Shop, which is why he's the pastor down there.
Yeah, that's why I took the gig. No, hey, Dex is right. You can't just fly around willy-nilly without factoring in, you know, wind resistance and bugs,
birds.
And, yeah, exactly. You got to think all this stuff all the way through. Like, you can't just take teleportation. What if you teleport into a solid object? What happens then?
Oh, wow.
Makeshift,
you guys.
How long can you hold the mental image of something perfectly?
I will say this. Our buddy Thebes out in Beaumont, California, listening out there, he texted in and said, a superpower he would want is the power to absorb other superpowers and use them as your own. But I thought, what if you were the only superhero? Then you'd have a really crappy power because you wouldn't absorb anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's very recursive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be a.
Did he say recursive?
Yes, dude.
Incredible.
He's the real deal. He's
it's
a real. He's an actual
in the morning.
Nerd. Yeah.
Jason, kudos.
Thanks, Jason.
Recursive kudos.
Recursive, yes. Yes.
Thanks, man. You know, and I went to public school in South Carolina, so I'm particularly proud.
Hashtag blessed, bud.
Right. Amazing.
We'll see you, buddy.
Right. Hey, man. Super glad that you're on the radio, man.
Thank you.
On the show.
Thank you.
I'm super stoked.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Jason Mills, man.
Love it.
It is New Music Tuesday here on Star 88. We play some new tracks for you. You go to our Facebook page and you tell us if you like the song or you hate it.
Yeah, if you're new to Star 88, we don't just play anything and everything because they tell us to. Mm-hmm. Nashville really kind of rules and reigns when it comes to Christian radio.
It's true.
So they send us a lot of music and a lot of it we're like, eh. So we let you be the jerks. We let you vote. So if the song sucks, tell us and we won't play it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Who's
so
up next?
This is one of your favorites.
Love me some Matt Carney.
Matt Carney. He's got a brand new single. He released a record last year. This song is called Moving On.
It is the Morning Invasion.
We were young and we were brave with our eyes wide shut in the choices we made. Tell me that you're going to make me stronger.
New music from Matt Carney. Moving on.
Told you guys we play good music.
Right? That's
good stuff right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
That's right.
Go vote on that song. Tell us what if you liked it.
So far, people are digging all of the songs we've played.
Okay.
But guys, get your opinion out there. We might not necessarily talk about it a lot here, but this goes all day.
Yep.
It's from 6 to 6. So Daniel in the midday and then Birga in the afternoon. We're all talking about new music on New Music Tuesday. Make your voice heard.
It is the Morning Invasion. Dex, Stevo, Mateo. Hello, everyone.
Hola.
Hello.
Yo.
Phone lines are open at 338-3700. We'd love to hear from you. Love to meet you. I know a lot of you don't know me. Some of you that listen to me for years, they don't know Stevo or Mateo. And ask us anything you want. Just want to hear your voices out there.
We'll be mostly honest.
Yes,
well,
we will.
Nah.
We'll do our best. Thanks for holding, man.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and let you know. Good luck with your new program.
Thank you.
I used to listen to the Buck and Dex show, but I'll give it a shot for a day or two, see what I think of it, but I don't like the music so far.
You know,
I like you guys just talking.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. We're going to talk. We're going to talk more. We're kind of heavy on the music this morning because
it's New Music Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have a smartphone, sir.
Okay.
I do.
You can download the podcast here. We'll have a podcast up in a few days as soon as it gets up and approved. And you can download the podcast, which won't have any music in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Bro. Mostly talk, though, so don't worry.
Yeah. But thank
Excellent.
You. Thank
now you
for giving
a
shot.
You guys are doing a great job. I like the show so far.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it, man.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
That's all we ask. Just give us a shot.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, that was like very that. Honest.
A couple days. Yeah, that's good, though. Fine.
Yeah, I loved it.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So I just want to say, you know, I've been a faithful listener of both stations.
Oh, wow.
I used to listen, you know, Star 88, or back when it was Massive Radio.
Okay.
And when I moved to Silver City and I was a truck driver, that's when I found the Buck and Dex, though, so I listened to them. And usually, I never liked the music from the Edge, so every time they play music, I switch it over back to 88.3 and listen to you guys.
Nice.
That's cool.
So, but just want to say, you know, it's good to hear your voice again, Dex, especially that quirky little laugh of yours.
Nah, thanks, so, man.
Me too.
Yeah, it's good to hear, you know, both my favorite radio shows, you know, coming together. Kind of cool.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
See you. Good morning, buddy. Good morning. 338-3700. I didn't want to laugh.
I know. That's what happens, though, when somebody says, bro, love your laugh. You give it like 8 seconds. Then you got to laugh, man.
Yeah, you do.
Give them the old fake laugh.
I don't ever laugh.
It's not real.
338-3700. All right, remember, let's move on to this clip here. I want to play this clip for everyone because okay. I'm excited. I'm a big fan of viral videos, like everybody else in the world.
So's my 10-year-old. Yeah, so you can
my 10-year-old loves them, too.
Great company.
That's all we do is watch YouTube. Yeah.
My 9-month-year-old doesn't know. He can pick up the phone and put it on his head. That's all he's got so far, though. But watch, I'll get home today, and he'll be like, why haven't you subscribed to my YouTube channel?
Yes. Yes.
And I'll say, I didn't realize that you could communicate effectively
yeah.
until now.
That's amazing.
That's great. 9-month-old.
So wow. What do we got?
All right. So this lady, she, let me back up. Sweet Brown. Sweet Brown was an amazing viral video. It happened a few years ago. She was the one who said, ain't got time for this.
Ain't nobody got time
ain't
for
nobody
that.
Got time for... Thank you, Steve.
I don't even watch viral videos, and I knew the phrase correctly.
She's the one that said, there isn't any time. This will never add up. She said something like that. I don't have... there's not time enough for
Dex
my day.
Did not have time to get it correctly. So... Gosh! I'm a huge fan. I love her.
My favorite.
She's my favorite.
Just
love her so much.
Good.
Pay close attention to all of her work, including that one line she did that one time.
You had one job, Dex.
I did. I blew it.
She's the one that said, how much time is this? Good. Play the clip so we get
it up. I can't now.
So this isn't Sweet Brown. This is the
new
Sweet
Brown.
No,
it's not Sweet Brown.
Okay.
This is a new
This is
lady.
A different person?
This is a different person.
Why would you set it up with Sweet Brown? There because are millions of viral videos. I thought this was the same chick.
Why would I play the same chick?
I don't know. You set it up like it should have been.
I'm watching this.
Hey, you guys remember Sweet Brown? This chick has nothing to do with her. But watch this.
No, it's a similar.
I'm gonna puke. Stop it.
Don't puke.
Oh my gosh.
If
you puke, I'm gonna be so mad at you.
I will. If I smell it, I'll go, bro. Don't do it.
She's the new Sweet Brown. Okay.
Why can't she just be an individual?
I'm just gonna play the clip.
Just play it. Play it.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong is popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
Oh, man. The new Sweet Brown.
She's the new Sweet Brown.
My goodness.
I love that voice change.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got to watch the video.
When you're telling
it's
a story,
incredible.
You're going to want to change perspectives. Yeah. And the best way to do that, different voices.
And she even moves like Gollum. Like she turns and she's like doing voices. It's incredible.
That's awesome.
It's incredible. Thank you, YouTube.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, Dexter Rambaldi.
Rambaldi. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I almost puked.
Why do you puke when you laugh?
I don't know.
The honest,
how is it your go-to thing?
It hurts so much, I felt like vomiting. I don't know.
Well, you haven't said it in so long, so.
Well, that's true.
That's good.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Here we are. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Morning Invasion on this Tuesday, January 12th, 2016.
Hope you're enjoying your drive to work after dropping off your loved ones wherever they need to go.
Thinking about you.
If you guys going through a rough patch in life,
yeah.
You guys feel alone, you guys need some advice, whatever it is, we want you to know we're here for you. We want to be your family, your friend. You can email us anytime, studio@star88.fm.com/ what is it? Studio.fm.
Studio at star88.
I feel like you've got it. You got it.
I need to get it out. Studio@star88.fm.
Thank you.
I got a life hack for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Figure out social media, the radio station you work out before you hit the airwaves.
Hey-o!
Yeah.
You know what, Steve-O? I asked for a little cue cards yesterday, and nobody knew what I was talking about. They're like, we don't have those here.
Yeah, that's because it's 2016, so it's called computers. Oh, so
I wanted to put cards up with like the Facebook and the phone numbers.
Couldn't get it done. I wasn't here yesterday. I've been traveling, buddy.
Yes, you have, and I would like to hear some of Steve-O's Disney trip. That's what
man.
I want to hear.
I
want to hear what happened because, man alive, your family, they're amazing.
I will say this. You guys are welcome because I have about 1,000 photos from Disney, and I think I shared maybe 3 the whole trip.
Right.
So you're welcome, because I didn't want to be that dude.
Mm-hmm.
So life hack number one, went on vacation, enjoy your vacation. I made a collage, I think, at the end of the day that was like, everybody who cares.
That doesn't bother me. You could post as many as you want.
So. Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is for the person on vacation. Yeah. Enjoy it.
That's true.
Focus on your crew. Focus on who you're with. Instead of like, because there were so many, everywhere I was going, people were doing this on their phones. They're just staring at the screen. Their kids are in line with them for an hour. You could totally be talking to them and they're just scrolling.
Well, no, if you're in just line, that's totally acceptable if you're in line.
No, it is not.
You're waiting hours in line to get on a ride. You can't pick up your phone.
My phone is with me 24/7. You know how many like captive audience hours I have with my children to actually go, hey, how's life? Yeah?
You work in radio. You're with your kids all the time.
All the time? What are you talking about?
It's true. I made that up.
Yeah.
It's completely different over here than it was where I went to
work. Dude, welcome. This isn't like, I'm on the big show. I'm going to do the show and go home at 9:30 so I can nap.
No, I got to work 8 hours. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
You love that.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, man.
It's fine.
So here's the deal. Some life hacks for you, some helpful tips. At the airport, I found a list because I definitely could have used this before I went on an airplane. There were some things I didn't know. I booked this trip. We decided, hey, Christmas, we're going to make it special. We're going to surprise everybody. We're going to go to Disneyland and it's going to be sweet. And we got some cheap airline tickets. So yeah, party. Well, I booked it. And I don't think about things like, I don't know how at the airport your ticket is supposed to match your driver's license.
How did you not know that?
What do you mean, how did I not know that?
That is common knowledge.
Okay, so my ticket didn't say Steve-O. It was like Steven, you know, because that's like my name. however, never, ever, ever, unless I'm really irritated, do I call my wife Christina. Who calls her Christina? Literally nobody, except the driver's license that says Christina. So on her plane ticket, I booked it as Chrissy, because that's her name. Everyone knows her as Chrissy. Apparently, that's frowned upon in society, and TSA would not let her through.
Well, yeah.
I had no idea.
You might as well have put Muhammad
on
there.
I'm just saying.
You might as well have put someone else's name on there.
My
you can't put her
least,
nickname on there.
Least favorite part of the entire trip was when she was going, Steven, you booked this and you wrote Chrissy on my ticket? I'm like, bro, it is not a big deal. Trust me. It's going to be totally cool. Am I right? And we get up to the counter, and the guy looks at her ticket, and then he looks at her driver's license, and he goes, wait, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Who is, who's Chrissy? And I'm like, oh, you
I know how
got
it went down.
To be
this is how it went down. He looked at her license, he saw Christina, and then he looked at her ticket, said Chrissy, and he said, excuse me, sir, what does that spell?
Yeah, yeah.
Spell Chrissy real quick.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Dude.
Spell it, Steve-O.
C-H-R-I-S-S-Y.
Well, to me, that spells terrorist, my friend.
Yes! So, thank you, Mateo.
Yeah. So I stood there, and I was like, in my brain, I was going, don't look at her. Don't even look at her, because I know that she's got that I told you so look on her face. And I'm like, I don't want to see that look. We're traveling. It was awful. So, yeah, guess what? Make sure it matches your driver's license, which, by the way, it's got to, like, exactly. So if you're like, say you go by Steve, but your name's Steven, but on one it says Steven and one it says, no, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. He was like, I can't clear this. I'm like, oh, man. Cool, bro. Well, you're making my life terrible because my wife now has one up power for life.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
We just want to go to Disneyland.
Oh, it was the worst. So he had to get like a supervisor. And so she's looking at it and she's like, well, I mean, so is Chrissy like your nickname or something? And I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, I blame the husband. I booked the tickets.
Oh, man.
Everyone calls her Chrissy. Literally her grandmother, who like doesn't even remember her own dog's name because she can't remember what she had for breakfast 8 minutes ago, calls her Chrissy. No one calls her Christina.
Yeah. Hey, Steve-O, will you call Christina real quick?
No, I will not.
Hey, you know what? Since we're on this right
She's
now,
so sick yeah. of you right
I have
now.
To issue a public apology to Dawn.
Uh-oh.
Right now, because I've messed up with the fudge thing.
Oh, God, you fudged it all up,
I really
man.
Did fudge it up, and I'm sorry, Dawn. If you're still listening, or maybe you
she
turn the radio
listening.
Off because you're mad.
Yeah, she
but
quit
But I'm
listening.
Sorry. She says it's okay, but public apology. Dawn made all this wonderful fudge, and there, thank you. Yeah, there were certain people that she wanted to make feel special at Christmas. And I totally messed it up.
Man.
I'm sorry. She worked really hard.
Cool.
Good job.
Good idea.
Thank you for that.
Congratulations.
Also, anytime I go to the airport, everything says Matthew.
Yeah, it has to, apparently.
Mine
I don't
says
know
Joseph.
These things.
Mine says Joseph Akon Toth.
Okay, well, your middle name is
Akon?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Really? Why are you laughing at that?
Are you constantly on a boat?
Why is that funny? My middle name's Akon.
That's great, man.
So what? Weird, man. What? Amazing.
Akon, believe it.
I got some life hacks for the airport to help. For all of us dummies like me who had no idea that that's actually a real thing.
Yeah.
We can, I don't know if you want to do this now. We got
no,
music,
let's,
I know.
Let's play some new music and then we'll come back with the life hacks.
Okay.
Gosh. Okay. We'll do that.
Helping dummies like me.
Well, let's face it. There's a lot of dummies out there.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. Mm. You know, I need to learn. So I need these life hacks.
So Chrissy's still in California. We couldn't get her back, but you know.
She's living it up.
She
moral
is.
Of, moral
I was just
story,
thinking that. Yeah,
if she... you ever want to ditch your wife on vacay. Yeah.
It is New Music Tuesday on Star 88, and we play it actually happens all day long.
Yeah, it happens all day long, but here it starts off in the morning show. It'll be on the Morning Invasion. We just highlight four brand new songs. Go to facebook.com/star88fm. You say yes or no, and then we take what you say, and that's how we pick the music on the station.
Who do we got?
This is Finding Favor. They're an up-and-coming band. Their first or this newest single from this new record. It's called Refuge.
New Music Tuesday. It is the Morning Invasion, Star 88. New music from Finding Favor. That's Refuge on Star 88. It's New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go like the song.
That's right.
Or say no.
Or say no, because we listen to you, believe it or not.
Yeah. If it's terrible, we don't want to play it.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
That was a little sharp. My bad.
That's okay.
It's not 8 o'clock in the morning.
Dex, sing something. See, we sing.
Yeah, we're singers.
We sing our feelings.
Well, what do you want me to sing?
Nothing. Any,
sing your feelings, man. Yeah. How you feeling? Think of a song and sing it.
Go!
Take- Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger.
That's good. Never. It's a remix version, but that's fine.
Yeah, no, man.
Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Do you feel better, though?
Well, I had to make it my own.
There you go.
That's good.
You are my American Idol.
That's how they do it. They don't want you to do...
You are my The Voice.
Oh, man. Yeah, Teo, you're the reason that terrible people go on shows like The Voice or American Idol.
Why?
Because you're the enabler like, man, oh, that's so good. God bless your little heart.
That's what my wife says about
so
me.
So great.
Because like, I watch Finding Bigfoot, and I was walking to get a water watching Finding Bigfoot, and mm-hmm. she goes, and I was sitting there
you're
thinking
such
to myself,
a good walker.
I was sitting there walking to get water, and I was like, why do people watch this stupid show? And then my wife goes, because of people like you.
Yeah.
You watch it every week. You give it ratings. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
That's good.
Finding Bigfoot, really?
That sounds awesome.
I've never even heard of it.
And it's awful. The evidence always sucks. It's not good. It's not good.
Here's this photo from 1973.
It's terrible.
Guys, if I had a personal goal to make every photo that I'm in look like I'm in that Bigfoot photo where
yes!
I'm doing that rock thing,
yeah.
would you guys be mad
I
at
would,
me?
No, like I would everyone, back that life goal.
Just
I would back it.
Confused look on my face?
Please do.
Hey, guess what? Somebody just reminded me. They emailed us or whatever. They said we should play Reflector by Arcade Fire at some point because it features David Bowie.
It does!
And we play it on the station.
Absolutely.
So we can totally, we'll find a way to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is the Morning Invasion. We are asking you to call in. Say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Meet us. Some of you don't know who I am. My name is Dex. I am 36 years old.
Hey, before you get too far into this, we've got a quiz for you.
Mm.
Yes.
Somebody, they couldn't call, but they all sent right. us a quiz. Do you want to go for it?
Please.
Solid 29 years old.
This music is perfect.
Forever.
Number one. Well, this is from our boy Thebes. He says, not familiar with Dex, so here are some questions for you to answer for people like me.
Saw Thebes out in Beaumont, California. Shout out.
Shout out, Fran. Your beard is amazing.
It's brilliant.
Number one, salvation story. Go. But keep it short.
Seven story? Words. How'd you yeah. get saved?
Well, you never really got to talk about your faith on the edge, so
yeah,
give a little
I
glimpse
mean,
into it, just real quick.
I was 5 years old, and my grandma loves the Lord. She told me about Jesus, and she had me write a letter to Jesus when I was 5 years old.
Did you get presents? Was it Christmas time?
Stop it. Let him talk.
Okay, sorry.
I wrote the letter. We put it in an envelope, and then she put it on top of the refrigerator. And every day I'd walk by the refrigerator, and the letter would still be there. And I'd look at my grandma and go, why is the letter still there? Why hasn't Jesus come to get the letter yet?
And she said, you can hand deliver it to him when you're dead.
Holy what?
No.
Don't interrupt the story anymore. The Visit. Thanks, M. Night. What twist is coming next? Go ahead, Dex.
Thank you, Mateo. So I looked at my grandma. I'm 5 years old. I looked at my grandma like, what? Okay. She said that Jesus already read it the minute I wrote down the words.
Okay.
And that, to me, I was like, what are you talking about? Jesus already read it. I wrote down the words.
Yeah. I'm stoked you've accomplished anything in your life. Oh, he already knows. Don't worry about it. You're
right?
good.
Yeah.
Just leave it there.
I was so confused.
Right.
I didn't figure it out till I was, last year, really.
It's been a couple weeks, but I got it.
That's it. I grew up with some amazing grandparents who loved the Lord. My mom loved the Lord. I grew up in the church.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
When are you going to get saved, though? That's my question.
Me?
No. Me?
Oh.
Who?
Me?
Me?
There are no grandkids in heaven.
Okay.
Only God's children.
Number two, do you have children?
Yes, I have three kids. I have my oldest is Caleb. He's 14 years old. My daughter... She is 11, and my youngest son is 10.
Mm. Cool.
Landon, Jaden, and Caleb.
Sports teams.
San Diego Chargers, which are no longer the San Diego Chargers.
They're not?
Well, we
no,
don't
they,
know.
They're going to move.
They might not
They
move.
Are going to move.
Whatever. There's like nine teams that are like, L.A.! We don't know what's going to happen.
Why does everybody want to be in L.A.?
Have you been to L.A.?
Yeah.
It's
Why does
fantastic.
Everybody want to be in L.A.?
I enjoyed it minus the traffic.
That'll get you.
So, yeah, I got to find a new football team here pretty quick, so I don't know.
Well, he suggests adopting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Steve-O.
Yeah!
For those of you not
Buddy.
Listening,
yeah, the Bucs.
One Buddy. Of the greatest examples of how Steve-O loves charity is the fact that he likes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They fired Lovie yeah. Smith, man!
They did?
They fired Lovie!
You were so excited
I was in
about
Disneyland,
that.
I'm like, woo! I get off a ride and Steven, my arch nemesis.
Steven Christian.
Yeah, Steven Christian. You may know him from Amberlin. He's a Saints fan. So, like, I get off of a ride, and that's how I find out. He texted me. Yeah.
And then he was like, enjoy Disneyland.
He group texted me and Nathan, drummer from Amberlin, because we're both Bucks fans.
And I'm also a Chicago Bulls fan.
Nice.
Yeah!
That's a solid.
We have a team together!
That's a legacy.
Oh!
I remember that.
Dude, growing up,
guys,
MJ, I want to be like
new,
Mike.
I'm not a sports dude. I don't know about it. So my Super Bowl was when the Avengers came out. I was like, yeah, they all
okay.
got together.
That's okay.
Force Awakens, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's
the biggest Super Bowl.
That was cool, too.
Ball.
Okay, number four, why don't you have a beard? He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happy to report he does.
I love having a beard.
Number five, favorite music video.
Whoa. Ooh,
favorite music video?
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
That's a good one.
It's a really good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You gotta say Jesus Freak or they're gonna boot you.
Is there a video for that song?
I'm assuming
there's
so.
Gotta be.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael W. Smith.
Oh,
go West,
gosh.
Young man.
Go West, young man. Gross.
God, you know, I don't even know the last time. You know what?
Do they still make music videos?
Yeah, they do.
I'm just kidding.
The last music video I watched was actually on the new Guitar Hero because you can play. There's a TV section in Guitar Hero where you can play while the music video is playing in the background.
Really?
Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When are we going to have a Guitar Hero night? Oh, nope. Wait. It's 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Next question. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite five bands.
You Whoa!
Have 30 minutes to complete
I
this question.
I was going
to
say. Five bands. Come on. Five bands.
Can I just name one?
Yeah. Name one.
Is this your favorite?
Please say Amberlin.
Like, this is your
Please
favorite band?
My favorite band is Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Followed by, if we're going to go new,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Black Keys kind of guy.
Yes!
I love
you
the Black
like rock
Keys.
And roll.
I do.
I love you.
It's almost like you've worked at a rock station.
Oh.
You know what, though? A lot of people in ABQ wouldn't call either of those bands
new
rock. Well, they would call Led Zeppelin classic
feel,
rock, of course.
See, but I feel like the Black Keys are actual rock and
they
roll.
They totally are.
Yeah. Oh. I agree with that.
Totally are. You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, give me one more.
Church you're attending.
Well, Calvary of Albuquerque.
There Calvary Knob Hill.
There, Calvary
I'm
of Knob Hill.
Staring
Calvary
at
Knob
you
Hill.
Right now.
Every Sunday, 11:15.
Burning holes through the back of your head. Calvary Knob Hill, 11:15 on Sunday.
Calvary Knob Hill, 11:15
I know the
Sunday.
Worship leader. He's a good guy.
Number eight, most famous person you've ever hung out with, yourself excluded.
Jared Leto.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I
what did you say?
I actually have a really. Do we have time for a good story with
what
Jared
did you
Leto?
Say?
Do we have a good? Do we have time?
Yeah, we got
this
time.
This is your show. It's called The Morning Invasion with Dex
and those other jokers.
Why are you looking at us? We're like, I don't know. It's your show.
I'm trying to make a
we
good
got
impression.
Demoted.
Right?
I've got a mountain on my shirt.
All right,
I do.
Here's the story. Jared Leto, of course, he's an amazing actor. He's the lead front man in 30 Seconds to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when 30 Seconds to Mars first came out, they were coming
were
to Albuquerque.
Great.
And we booked an interview on the edge for them to come in. And they got to spend an hour with me. And
they got to spend an hour with you. I
yeah,
love that phrasing.
That sounds like a blessed day to me.
So
solid.
Hanging out with Jared Leto and the rest of the band and had a great time.
Mm.
Well, after the interview, after the hour, he said, hey, meet us down at this restaurant downtown, you know, before the show, and we'll have dinner.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was me and some promotions people and a couple other people from the station. We met them down there at this restaurant, and I got to sit right next to Jared.
Did and you talk about Urban Legend?
We had the best conversation. Now the thing is, well, here's the thing with Jared Leto.
Here's that movie? That was a great movie. Serenity or whatever name it. Felicity.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I forgot about that.
Here's the thing. I never one time mentioned his acting.
Right.
I only talked music with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So after dinner, we're hanging out. We did another live broadcast. And Jared, while we're waiting, Jared looked at me and said, you know, man, I want to thank you. This is probably the best interview I've ever done. Usually people want to talk about my acting. And when I'm doing the rock star thing, I'm the rock star.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about the acting. And he said, you're the first person who has done that. Wow. As far as, you know, in radio.
He said, awesome. You're an actor?
And he looked at me, he goes, you're going to go far, kid.
Whoa! And you did. All the way to star it here.
Now I'm here.
Sorry.
He's a prophet. Jared Leto's a prophet.
And now I'm here.
Man, yeah. If he's a prophet, I gotta get some stuff straight because I'm way off.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if he was just, you know, trying to make me feel good, which is, you know what that
did for me?
Within
his wheelhouse?
Do you know what that did for me?
What?
Yeah.
That made me feel like I was the greatest person on planet Earth.
That's what his cool. music is all about. It's like super yes. over the top anthem inspirational.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to go me. Slay a lion. Yeah. That's what I want to do every
this
time
is
I
war.
Hear it. Yeah.
And that, just slay lions. That is why I constantly try to encourage my kids. I try.
Mm-hmm.
But I always remember, I always go back to that because how it made me feel.
Yeah.
Because it made me feel like I could do anything. I could conquer anything.
Don't go visit Darth Vader at Disneyland. I'll tell you that. That guy's a jerk.
That's crazy, sorry. Guys. Yeah. Why don't we pop out for a break and come back with more questions with thieves?
I wanted to sing a 30-second smart song, but I forgot the
yeah,
lyrics.
I didn't want
cool.
you to ruin them.
Kings and queens, go.
All right, we'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Man, it is good to be here. It really is.
Good. It's good to have you, buddy.
I'm really excited. After being away from the radio for 6 months, it's back to fine. I'm just glad to be here with you two, you know?
I'm happy you're
with
here.
You two.
What was your biggest fear coming back to radio? Mm. Other than totally tanking the show.
I guess just it failing, it not working here.
I don't want you to overthink that because we are non-commercial. We're listener-supported. It's because of listener funds that we're able to do this ministry. Mm-hmm. So if you screw this up, yeah. you're probably going to tank an entire station, not just a morning show.
Come on now.
Yeah, new pressure.
That. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was having a great time this morning. Until
yeah.
I heard
yeah.
that. Thank
it's
you.
All riding on your shoulders.
Thank you very much.
I'm just kidding. I'm not just kidding.
He is kidding.
It's pretty much riding.
It's Dex, Steve-O, Mateo, and we are the Morning Invasion. That's
welcome.
What we're calling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to hear from you. We're going to get to your phone calls, 338-3700 here in a little bit. But we're going to do some news.
News from me.
Let's do some news.
I may have some news for you.
I may have. That's cool. I may have news for you, and guess what I do? That's news to me.
Okay.
So it's the new year. A lot of people are making, like, fitness-themed New Year's
yes.
resolutions.
Dude, yeah.
The other day, Tam and I talked about it on Tam Teo, which was just the precursor to this glorious show,
yeah.
Morning Invasion. But a new study finds 1 in 7 statements are negative because on exercise DVDs, they might be physically helpful, but they are psychologically harmful.
They're like, you can do it, Tubby!
Yeah. I guess... Get off the couch, lazy bones! If you do this, you're going to quit being so ugly and stupid. Or will you? Only if you can stay committed.
I bought the... I don't know if I can say it on the air.
You can say it. You bought it.
Contractually say right. What you did.
I bought P90X.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Ugh.
Tony Horton.
Oh, wait. That's different than what Teo made me do.
Yeah, I yeah. made him do the insanity stuff.
Okay, that's
with
like
Sean
yeah,
T.
Sean T. It was yeah. T25. Which
that was
the
one that said I'm way better than P90X.
But I did
yeah.
P90X.
Yeah, and I
did Star Wars Battlefront.
I couldn't go on, not because I'm lazy. This is what I'm telling myself. I didn't go to day 2 because
what?
I'm lazy. I did it because I couldn't stand Tony Horton.
Yeah, why? Because he's trying
gosh,
to be Jim
why?
Carrey and he's trying
oh
to be...
Oh my goodness, the cheesiest guy ever.
He is the cheesiest
he,
guy.
He unmotivated
and
me.
Then you started working here. Welcome. Just kidding. Yeah, so I guess the whole problem with it is you're doing exercises. Some of the exercises can lead to injury and might even pose a real danger. But the problem is the psychological effects because it... Like I said, 1 in 7 statements. Negative.
Buck up, whatever. Teo made me do those.
No,
those...
Buck doesn't work here.
Oh. He'll be here on Friday for
be
everybody.
Quiet.
Everybody want to know. He'll be here Friday hanging with us. Teo, when he moved out here from Nashville,
yes.
he actually lived with me for a while.
I did.
And he's like super workout-centric crazy. So he would do those T25. Sean T!
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, bro, we're going to get you healthy. Because I'm skinny fat. I look good.
I'm going to die. Fat. You're just skinny.
Yeah.
No, he's skinny fat.
No. Skinny fat is like, I got winded. However, I will say this. To my credit, mm-hmm. we went to Disneyland and we opened and closed that bad boy. And I was looking at like my little health app. I walked an average of 11 miles a day.
I'm so proud of you for using that health app.
11 miles.
That's good news.
I don't have to walk for like 3 years.
And there's the rub. That's where it always happens.
So I got no like shame. No, I don't care. I'm skinny fat. Whatever. I'm out of shape. I don't care. So he's trying to make me do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. They're like, all right, you can do this. All right, come on. One less potato chip. One more crunch. You know, whatever. And they're like going. They're going.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I could totally do the voiceover part, but I just couldn't actually exercise. Yeah.
You should have said, one less potato or potato. Potato. One less potato chip. One more crunch. Dummy. Then you're on a
pedestal. Then I'm on a roll. Yeah. Yes. No. But then it was like, hey, no worries. If you can't keep up, check out Michelle over here. And it's like this pregnant chick. Who's like doing like the basic version of it. And I was like, oh, screw this. I'm just going to do the basic version. So like he was going for it. So he'd be like working, Sean T. And I'd be watching the pregnant chick like, yeah, I could do this. Yeah. Oh, man, I got winded doing the pregnant chick exercise.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So before I started going to Desert Forge, I did a lot of the P90X stuff. And I get what you're saying. He is very cheesy.
I couldn't do it.
It's very annoying.
Not because I'm lazy, because I'm not. I just could not handle him in the video.
I understand that. Well,
if they would have had, like you, it would have been great.
It says here that for the most part, exercise DVDs are a mostly unregulated industry. So I wonder if a lot of that's going to change.
Ooh.
So we'll see. In local news, hoverboards are continuing to gain popularity in the U.S. and day. But the faster they sell, the faster universities are turning them down. And sure enough, OU of NM, University of New Mexico, is aware of the safety concerns regarding hoverboards and that at least 30 colleges across the United States have banned them from campus. And students are allowed to have and use them on UNM campus right now, but that could all change in the next few weeks.
I saw that on the news last night, mm-hmm. and they were interviewing some of the students, and they were bringing up some good points. If they ban hoverboards, then they got to ban bikes.
Mm.
You know,
scooters.
They got to ban it all.
Rollerblades. Hover cars.
The only problem is that Doc your bicycle Brown. Doesn't explode like a hoverboard.
Yeah. Okay, I have another bone to pick with this whole hoverboard thing. Every time somebody mentions hoverboard, I get stoked out of my mind until I realize, oh, you're just talking about that stupid foot thing that doesn't actually hover.
Let's call it
Why
foot
are they
thing.
Calling it a hoverboard?
Yeah. Foot thing.
There's no hovering about it. I'm just saying.
It's true. I mean,
I know.
You physically are hovering, but it's because of wheels.
Dude, Disneyland, they banned all of that stuff and then some. Selfie sticks, can't have them in the park.
Really?
Who was the person who didn't buy the hoverboard name back in the day when Back to the Future came out?
Right.
Mattel.
Yeah.
Right?
It was supposed to be Mattel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you notice at the airport that you cannot fly with these?
Yeah. Dude, it's unreal. Like, mm-hmm. they've banned them just about everywhere, which is great because I still don't understand the purpose.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the Segway where
it's more dangerous Segway.
Yeah, way more dangerous. So niche.
Okay, think about this. You being at Disneyland and having to walk everywhere, how nice would it have been if you all got to jump on the hoverboards and cruise around the park?
No, because you're still working your legs. It's just different. It'd almost be like, hey, man, imagine being at Disneyland and snowboarding to every ride. Although that sounds pretty fresh.
How are you working your legs? All you're doing is tilting forward or back.
Yeah, you still have to like use. You're using muscles in your body.
What, like leaning forward?
Yeah,
that takes a lot of work.
Listen here, Tubby.
What? No,
I'm being an exercise video guy.
It can't be that bad.
Yes, it can.
You're standing on a board that has wheels, and all you do is tilt forward.
Right. Yeah, but you still have to like distribute your weight evenly, or you're gonna fail.
You lean forward.
No, dude, we were in line at Peter Pan. Okay, this little kid, right? And I'm thinking, why are we doing Peter Pan? There's a 5 minutes for Snow White, Pinocchio. Everything's normal. 1 hour Peter Pan, and I'm like, let's see what all the fuss is about. I don't understand. There was a kid behind me. We take 3 steps, and this kid was swinging and kicking me every 3 steps.
Good.
And I've never... I've never more wanted to turn around and strangle a stranger before. You can't. So I just kept turning around and I'd look at the parent. But it was like, I can't say what I was about to say. It was like World's Day, because I kept staring at them and it was like, oh, no habla? Cool, bro. Your kid is kicking me.
If you had a hoverboard, it could have kept you busy.
No, everybody just be knocking into each other, going crazy.
You could have given that kid the hoverboard and he could have hovered away and then fallen down.
Yeah, and that thing exploded.
Yeah. Watch your kids, bro.
Like on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Did you guys ever, anytime they drop something, it just
explosions.
Explode.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hey, new guy.
Hey.
What's up?
Bill?
No.
Okay.
Everybody's just, you're going to be new guy.
I'm just the new guy.
Is this TJ?
Do not insult me by calling me Bill.
It's TJ.
I'm sorry.
This is TJ. He's from Moriarty. So.
Yeah.
Which is a step up from Detroit.
I have two things. One, some advice and a question. So the first thing is, if you guys, or I guess new guy, if you ever hear Steve-O say, basically you said something that is really stupid, he doesn't agree with you, you'll get some practice hearing that on Shock Therapy.
Well timed.
Okay. So if he does, that means I just said something really dumb and he doesn't agree with me.
Well, in his opinion, yes.
Maybe. You never know.
And also, I have to ask, last time a new toy showed up, the good DJ got bumped and the afternoon DJ got fired. So when can I expect that to happen again?
Let's see. Today's Monday. Give it a week. Okay. Solid week.
Oh, man.
Needless to say, stoked about Nashville right now. Looking real good.
Epic question. No, dude, this is the deal. It's a three-piece. We are rocking it. There are no surprises here.
That's what I told them. I'm like, I'll come, but I got to be part of the team and down in the mornings.
Yeah, nobody's moving. We're not going to. Yeah. Never.
For now.
But it's Matt.
For now.
But it's Matt.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Matt and May in the midday. I mean, am I right?
Matt and May?
Yeah, that's when you're moving over in May. Nobody told you that yet?
Cool.
Sorry,
man. Is that my big surprise?
Just kidding.
338-3700, if you'd like to call us. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
I just want to walk back deck to the airwaves.
Thank
you. Your voice again, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we missed you a lot, bud. I want you to hear Buck.
Yeah, he'll be on Friday. He'll be joining us.
That's cool, man. I bought a house from Buck. He's a really good guy, man.
Nice. Did you hear him? We called him this morning.
Yeah, he tried to plug his business.
I just started my commute now, and it's my first time actually tuning into the station.
We called Buck this morning, and all he wanted to do is plug his
talk about real estate. Did he tell you to call? Are you one of those?
No, not even. Was he actually awake?
Are you establishing a legacy? Gosh.
I love it, buddy.
How far do these legacies go?
I love it.
When is it your legacy, and then it's somebody else's?
Oh, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much for giving this station a chance, you know?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Just going to give it a chance. What if that's how friendships work?
Just give it
somebody
a chance.
Somebody like when I met Matt back in the day, I met him at a show because he played in a band called Waverly, and we booked him out here. And so they were playing this festival, and we were hanging out. It would be incredible. Be like, you know, you're into comic books. And you're kind of cool. I want to give you a chance. But I don't know how long this friendship's going to last.
I'll give you a shot. Yeah.
Love it.
Good morning.
Love.
Good morning.
You know, hold on a second. That you brought up a good point, Steve-O, because that's how I felt yesterday when I read some of the comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
Some of you out there were saying, I'll give you guys a chance. And it made me feel like, wow, you used to be my family friend over at the other station, but now that I'm at this station,
I'll give you a chance. What they're trying to say is, I really preferred Buck.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I have feelings.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. I mean, feeling.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys good?
We're good, bro.
Any more time to talk about your guys'
feelings and like, nah, man, we're good, bro. What's up?
Well, my name is Daniel. I'm also from Las Cruces. My wife called you earlier with the funsies.
Yes.
And, I wanted to call and say you got. I haven't really listened to you guys very often. We love Star 88. We used to listen to our secular radio stations in town, but we got rid of all that stuff, and now we listen strictly to you guys.
Nice.
And the my couple questions I have for you, real quick, is that. With Dex being in here, is this still a Christian radio show?
I mean, he is a Christian.
The reason I ask is because I listen to you guys in the morning to be fulfilled, you know, to get that morning bump with Christ and all stuff, and
And as I listen to you guys, you know, I hear a lot of Disneyland, which is great. I hear a lot of, you know, other questions. But so far, the only thing I've heard of from Dex is just his salvation story, and that was about it. And I was just curious about what else could Dex bring to the table that was more spiritual, that would help people like me who want to listen to you guys to be fulfilled with Christ in the morning to get that morning bump.
He's going to start doing the daily verse from Exodus.
No, this is from...
No, this is Romans 13:10. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
Amen. That's the Bible app. I got that same verse this morning.
Okay, no. That was out of my head.
Yeah. There you go. So here's the thing. Let's be completely blunt. Because you did ask a question, I want to give you a fair answer. You know what we're going to do? We're going to continue to do exactly what we do as friends. Because Teo and I, you know, it's interesting how people keep going, man, I just hope it stays Christian. Because Teo and I never really forced a quote-unquote Jesus conversation. Do you know what I mean? We just live our life. I'm going to talk about Disneyland. I'm going to talk about real-life things. And if we truly are walking and following Jesus, it's going to pour out. And I think it has throughout the morning because we're still human beings. And for everybody listening, we want to make sure that this is a show where people feel comfortable to listen to on all fronts. So if you're coming from the angle of, hey, dude, I don't rock it like I used to in the world. I just want to hear something encouraging. We're here for you, man. But at the same time, there's a giant audience that's coming in who has never listened to quote unquote Christian radio. And I'd go so far as to say for our Christian morning show, we're just dudes who love Jesus. And so we're definitely going to talk, but I would be bummed if it came to a point where we had to say, all right, now it's time for the daily Jesus minute where we talk about Jesus flippantly and totally unauthentically, because that's crap and you can get that
real.
On.
That's yeah, that's not real. Not. That's not us, you know?
Yeah, so I will say it will continue to be everything that you enjoy about Star 88 with more flavor, you know?
Here's what you're going to get with me, okay? If I can kind of throw out a nugget for you. You're going to get someone who struggles with addictions, who has struggled with my marriage, who has, was that a like you don't agree?
No, I'm fully in agreement, bro. You are the worst.
You know, I believe that, you know, I've gone through a lot of things in my life for a purpose. God is taking the bad, and he has made a lot of it good, and he continues to do that. And that's what I love about God, is that he has taken everything bad in my life that I thought I was gonna die. I just wanted my life to end, you know. I wanted my marriage to end. He turned that around and made it good, you know. And That's what you're going to get with me. You're going to get somebody who shares his life, his struggles, and the great things in his life, you know? And we're going to talk about current events, local news. We're going to talk about things that happen around
David
the world.
David Bowie?
Yeah, we're going to talk about those things because that's what interests us.
Yeah.
You know, and we believe that a lot of you out there, you want to hear what's happening in our city, how we can make our city better.
No, I don't care about Albuquerque. Sorry.
Crucis, bro. Yeah. Crucis, dog.
Yeah. You know, if you know Albuquerque, it's struggling, man. The city is
totally.
There's a lot of bad things happening.
Breaking Bad, so.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch Breaking Bad, that's our city that you
what
know.
What if we say it this way? What if, like, I mean, we got Star 88 listeners, certain set of expectations. We got The Edge listeners, certain set of expectations. You got us three in this room, certain set of expectations. What if we all just agree for the next couple of weeks until we kind of air this thing out and see how it's going and see where everybody is, that we kind of let our expectations go and we create a space here on the radio station where all of us can join in the conversation and have a good morning and get everything kicked off. Love and you it. Can trust us to present the truth and to present a real reason for getting your day started. And then you can also trust us to have, you know, fun conversations and just overall a good time.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. It is New Music Tuesday. We'll get to more of your phone calls here in a little bit. We love hearing from you, what you think of the new show. If you guys want to ask us any questions out there, I love hearing, you know, my listeners that, you know,
I've been away from them for 6 months, and it's so amazing to be able to connect.
Phone lines
with
have been
again,
jammed,
you know?
All morning.
Jamola.
So on Tuesdays we do New Music Tuesday, and we feature four new songs. And what do we got coming up right now?
This is the newest single from Red. So I'm stoked to say it because we got a lot of M88/Static/Star 88, and we got a lot of the Edge listeners that know this band. This is their brand new single. It's called Take Me Over.
It's the Morning Invasion. We'll be back. That is brand new music from Audio Adrenaline, mm-hmm. featuring His Little Feet International.
Oh, sweet. Children's Choir.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. You guys go there and vote whether you like that song or not.
It's going to sell 2 million records because it's got a children's choir and it's Christian.
I love it when you say His Little Feet.
His Little Feet.
He's got His Little Feet running around, yeah, little, singing. Little How do his feet sing?
Little feet. Yeah. Little feet.
Morning Invasion.
Morning Invasion.
Good morning, everybody. It is 9:17. The show's almost over. It's gone by so quick.
Our morning is being invaded right now.
It is being invaded by
Crystal. She's our HR.
She is.
Who designed this studio? It's awful.
I don't know.
A really, really
advanced before my time
engineer.
Yeah. I did, so be careful.
Oh, whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
I take that back.
I'm just going to go out on a limb right here and say that she's probably actually tracking the show to make sure that we don't say anything
sampling.
Stupid. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did listen this morning to
what
see
did
if Steve-O I approve.
Say?
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
I kind of earmuff it when Steve-O's on so that I don't have to either approve or decline.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's good. Uh-huh. It's like every time I call her.
But the other two, you
she
guys
just
are
lets it go
wrong.
To voicemail.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But thanks for not like hitting the voicemail button every time I call you. Just let it go to voicemail.
Well, now that our voicemail system is not working, it's kind of easy to get through to me.
Yeah,
I can't screen calls as much as I used to.
Yeah. See? Look at this. HR.
You know, when I first started working here and I met you, I judged you. Because
well said.
Because of your title as HR, I have had some pretty scary HR ladies in the past that I worked for, and I had some PTSD kind of.
Yeah, me too. I got fired from a job once for stealing, and I never stole anything in my life, but they convinced me I had stolen something. So I just
like making a murder?
Yeah, they're really, dude.
Like making a murderer?
Apparently, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. They could make a Netflix series about me at GameStop, because apparently I was just a thief and I never took a single thing, but HR had me pretty convinced that I was a kleptomaniac.
I think the most fascinating thing about HR is how many people are in the profession that really don't like humans.
True. Wow.
Because they're just a resource.
You think that's what it is? Do you think that most of them just don't like human beings?
I think they start out liking human beings, and then they see the true nature of those beings.
Yeah. So how far?
It's called the sin nature, woman.
Yeah.
Can I call you woman? Because you are HR.
I am
I'm trying to be
woman,
very careful.
So, yep,
okay, good. I don't know
correct.
If it's like female or sister or
sister
yeah,
is good
lady.
Too. Only with an A, though. Sister.
Or hey, sweet thing. Can I call you that?
No.
That'd be
sweet
weird?
Thing might be pushing it.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Line. Well, she is HR. I'm just.
Do you think it's the power that comes with the job? Because let's face it, you guys have lots of power.
She's got the power.
Well, yeah, people do like to abuse power, but I hope that that's not it. You know, I believe in the goodness of people, and I want to hope that that's not the case, but yeah, it might be.
Dude, we changed, like, our whole relationship was revolutionized when I found out she was into East Coast hip-hop. She's like, super serious. I prejudged as well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he told
I'm
me
a human.
I was totally, like, a square.
Listen to you! I mean, let's be honest! I met you, and it was like, okay, one, you're HR, so you've got three strikes against you already, because it's terrifying to be around you, because I'm like, am I wearing the right clothes? I don't know what the dress code is, because I don't read the manual. Why would I read the employee manual? Yeah, like, is it a side hug?
This monster that comes in.
Not only that, you're HR for, like, a ministry, so it's like, is a side hug appropriate? Am I allowed to place two fingers on the shoulder, like, when you do the side hug? Is it, I mean...
Well, the only crazy thing that happened was when she had to get on you for wearing the spaghetti strap shirt.
That, yeah, but,
and
you know.
And the tube top.
Hey, I've since changed.
It was strange.
I rocked those in my backpack. That's for after work.
It was different to see it.
Yeah.
I'm all about appropriate hugs, and, you know, I get very offended when somebody actually gives gives me the hug and pats on the back, because to me that's like an insincere hug. It's like, oh,
really?
Give it a squeeze.
But my wife says that when I do that to her.
Give it a squeeze. HR just said give it a squeeze. Hold on, I'm tweeting that.
No, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it, guys.
With a side of appropriateness.
Yeah.
You forced Crystal on the air.
I did.
And then you trap her.
Of course I'm going to trap her. We'll
this
never
is
see
why
her again.
I ear muff it when Steve-O talks.
Yeah. You know
see,
what?
Yeah, he's playing the long game. Because
you know
if he does
years?
This now, she'll never come back over here.
I've been here for years, okay? You know how many times she's brought me a muffin? Brought me, like, breakfast? Or just been like, I just want to say hi.
I feel like she's done it at least
zero.
Twice.
Zero!
No, she helped out during the share-a-thon, and she brought us breakfast.
Let me just say it
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I remember.
There's an elephant in the room. There's an elephant in the room. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
You were a fan of my show, weren't you?
Okay.
Go ahead. On the edge?
Yeah, it's fine. Just go ahead. You listen.
Do you want the truth?
She listens to hip-hop, yo.
It's kind of been an elephant in the
room. She's all about Lauryn Hill.
She brought me a muffin. I mean,
your middle name is Akon, so you certainly moved up on mine. I totally was listening thinking, gosh, we've got a member of Fugees on our staff. Can't go wrong.
That's amazing.
No, it is very refreshing to have an amazing HR.
Right? Yeah.
You guys are too nice.
I'm less worried about getting fired now by HR and more just because of everything that comes out of my mouth. So, yeah.
It's yes, good. You'll know if you ever get fired by me, it is for fault.
Yeah.
Of your own. Not made up. I'm not going
to
make
cool.
you think
I'm looking
that
forward
you stole
to that
something.
Day, Crystal. Can't wait. Man. It'll be fun. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Crystal from HR, thank you for joining us.
Less terrifying than I thought.
Okay. Please come in again because you're an amazing guest. And bring us food whenever you
Except
want.
Except next time, we're going to freestyle. Because you are a hip-hop person. I feel like you've got that within your blood.
Oh, I'm not good at freestyling.
Oh.
I can copy what other people do.
Okay. Next time, we're doing karaoke with HR.
Love
yes.
it.
That's awesome.
Only appropriate things like Snoop Dogg, gin and juice.
Nope.
Because it is your favorite.
I'm the music director. I have to make these calls.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can't do that one.
Nothing but a G thing.
You can do Jesus Freak.
Okay.
Or you can do Jesus Freak.
Okay.
Featuring Toby Mac.
Yeah. I was going to say, little Toby Mac. Might go far, huh?
All right, we got to take a break. It is the Morning Invasion. When we come back, we want to hear from you. 338-3700. More questions, I'm sure you guys have.
Totally.
For us, if you'd like to get to know Steve-O and Mateo, or you want to get to know me, call us up. We'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
9:33 on this New Music Tuesday. It is the Morning Invasion.
Yes.
Playing some new music for you. New Music Tuesday. We got one more track before we get out of here, right? Coming up?
Yep. To save us.
To save us.
Save us from this day.
Tam, get on the microphone, right
Tam.
Now.
Tamara. Quality Tam.
She does worship over here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Gentlemen,
good.
Turn that down.
Whoa.
She's also a former American Idol superstar.
And
she made it on one of the commercials. It said, like, coming up, and it showed her in the audience.
And then they were like,
peace out.
Then you went home.
Show me the money.
Good morning, Dex.
Good morning, Tam.
Starity.
Do I call you Tam, Tammy, Tammy?
We can work this out. Don't ever call me Tammy.
Whoa.
Only Grandma Margie calls me that.
Calls you Tammy? Oh,
Grandma
Tammy.
Margie, huh?
Good old Nana Marge.
I don't think
Tam.
She's got a real Nana.
Tam's great. Tam. Can I call you Dexterity, Dextrous?
Sure. Dexter.
Wow. Dexter.
Dexasaurus.
Nice.
Rex.
Ambidextrous.
Hey.
I thought about that the other day, but I'm going to give that one to you.
Okay.
Since you said it first.
Yeah. Cool, bro.
I never thought
of
that.
Did you just try? Okay.
I never thought of that.
What are you trying
to
accomplish?
So someone called me this morning and said, hey, are you going to be on Quality TM Tuesday? And I said, no.
Oh my gosh.
So we need to clear this up.
I'm so frustrated.
It's a new show.
We got to clear this up.
Don't know if you knew.
Let me just say it was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something.
Okay.
It was before break.
Okay.
You were here.
I was here. You were here.
We were having a conversation.
Just changing the world.
I overheard you say, you know, I'm really, you know, I'm kind of bummed because, you know, this is going to be the last Tammy Tuesday.
Right.
And I said, what? What are you, last Tammy Tuesday? I mean, excuse me, Tam Tam Tuesday, whatever you call it. And she said, yeah, I'm done. This is it. And I said, no.
Moving on.
You're my favorite
smaller,
on the show.
Smaller and tinier things.
They should have had you on more, is
did
what I said.
Did we get that recorded? Is that, did he
yeah,
say
it? There's a podcast now.
So okay, good.
I think, honestly, if they go back in their text messages, I always text them and say, man, mm-hmm. I love it when Tam comes on.
Yeah, okay, sure. Then if you want to make this thing official, we could talk to our boss about it.
Oh, wait, you want money?
I want...
You want some money?
He wants money.
This is what happens.
We're having money talks.
I want vanilla Coke Zero in this room every time.
She's
every time I come in on
when
Tuesday.
Talk to, this is what happens with females, all right? You start having a lovely conversations. You get about 8 minutes in, and then that's where they start wanting things.
That's
I have a question,
turned,
though.
Yeah, sure thing.
Don't you work here?
I
define work.
I do.
Okay, isn't it nice to get out of the office?
I love Tuesdays. Mm. I'll give you that much. I can commit my time to you, unless, of course, I have laryngitis, which is
it
no
happens
fun
regularly.
At all.
She was supposed to do worship with me down at Calvary Knob Hill, and like the day before, she pulled that like you know when people fake sick
he
call you.
He mocked me.
Hate.
He
that.
Mocked me. Yeah. I did not fake sick. He even played it on the air.
I'm so sick.
It was so disgusting. Yeah. I was embarrassed.
You're a singer. I get it. You have to protect your voice.
But other than that, or you know, I even came in. You guys, Teo.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I have a testimony.
Okay.
Oh, no. I got to testify.
Share it. Praise him.
Wait,
Tam
who?
Came in Monday, and despite having like thrown her back out, or no, what'd you do? You broke two
dislocated,
ribs. Dislocated
two ribs.
Oh, which I guess she's healed now? Question.
Still but, hurts. Eight is still out. Nine is back in.
Okay. Praise.
Yeah.
Praise report.
Despite that, yeah. She came in and she helped out.
Wow, what a jerk. Cool.
Showed
man.
Up still.
Tam, look, since
I
you're
see
here,
who you care about the most?
I need
cool.
to address something.
Sure
because
thing.
I guess I've raised some controversy.
I'm yeah, not, speaking of like clearing the airwaves.
It was inadvertent.
Did you tell people what size pants I wear? Is
okay,
that the is
wow,
that the,
no,
is that
I,
the
I mean, for I, once it has nothing to do with you, Tamara.
I don't know. But I want to just address something.
Okay.
Because our boss just took up for me on social media.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
Thank
yeah.
you.
But here's what happened.
Yeah.
KRQE came and interviewed us. We had a great interview.
Great.
And she was just talking to us about the differences.
Catherine.
Yeah, she was talking, totally just talking about the differences between The Edge and Star 88.
Right.
And we talked about how it was going to be, we were interested to
for
see
real
how
lives,
people.
Some real humans.
Yeah, like.
And
took Dex, you know, how our audience was going to take to him and how his audience was going to take to us.
Right.
And the differences between the two and how this was a Christian station.
Right.
And the things that we are known for standing for.
And what else?
And the general market, you know, where he's coming from and all that and just the differences and all that. And so she said, well, what can we expect from the new show? And me...
Does she wait? Does
he's
she even know who you
first
are?
First of all, Teo's the comedy.
Me being an
Hello?
Idiot.
This
I
is
guess.
Special sauce. This is.
I actually started talking. I was the one who was going to tell everyone what they could expect, and yeah. then he stole my words.
I made a joke. I made a joke, and if you go back and watch the KRQE interview, you will see.
I'm going to watch
the
it.
The camera's not even on me,
and you can hear her laugh.
It's on Dex.
Yeah,
and then I make a joke. I say. More vulgarity.
Yeah.
Tons of vulgarity.
And Steve-O and I had the shock look on her face like, I can't believe he just
I
said
was,
that.
I thought it was hilarious.
And it was a joke.
Because
no,
obviously
we
it's funny. Stop it.
Well,
Dex was shocked because he doesn't know what to expect.
No
in
way.
The, in the
no
context
way.
Of the conversation.
It was
it
perfect
It was timed
time.
Perfectly. It made sense. And she laughed about it. We all laughed about it later that day.
Everybody yeah. laughed.
We did.
But so tell me this. Then, did someone bash out your windows?
No.
Not yet.
Because of it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not no. Yet. We've well, gotten some great emails, though, bashing our ears and some...
Well,
no.
So metaphorically,
this is what
you're
I
bashing
say.
Out your,
this,
in
our
your windows.
In
your
the
hearts.
Spirit of just being cool with
yep.
everybody, I want to say... I'm sorry that I made that joke when I did.
Oh.
I hope that everybody will understand that in the context of it, and I know we all hear like the context, but when the conversation happened, I promise you guys, it made sense.
It was
well-timed. And then the way it got cut up, if you'll notice in the interview, like I said, I'm not even on camera.
But here's
she was
what
talking
sucks.
To Dex. And, no, hang on. And then at the end of the thing, I even talked, like later, they show the rest of what
yeah.
I said right after I made that joke. Where I'm talking about the difference.
Welcome to media.
And all that yeah. stuff. But the way it's cut up,
Paul Harvey.
I can totally understand.
But Catherine did a great job of putting it together. So
I thought it was hilarious.
I have no issues with
it
whatsoever.
And I'm not even saying that she did it on purpose, because I don't think she did. I don't. But she's really cool.
Here's what frustrates me, because Teo's one of my best friends on the planet, and I can tell when he's actually really upset. And he's really sincere and upset by this, because people were like angry. Yeah. You know, like, I can't believe this.
We're questioning his intent.
We're supposed to let our and his integrity and the station's integrity. And so here's what irritates me to no end. I have been with 88.3 FM since 2003.
Gosh,
I've been here
so
for a minute,
old.
All right?
So old.
If you've been listening for a while, and after all these years you go, oh, I don't know what's going on, I can't judge. If you don't know our character by now, if you don't know the heart of this ministry by now, if you have been with us for a while, I'm not talking to new people who are just joining, but if you've been with us for a while and you're still questioning, then maybe it's time to peace out.
Well,
maybe you could head over to our sister station, 107.1 KNKT, where you'll get quality
teaching,
and it's fantastic, and maybe that's more your... Yes, you're going to go hang out with Peter Benson, because I'm tired of you, woman.
And here's my thing. Here's totally the thing. So, I'm issuing an apology, a formal apology.
That's very kind of you.
I'm sorry that I did that.
You're a better man than I am.
Number two, if we had to go into character studies, and we went into a character study of me, I'll be the first to admit to you, you would find somebody that was a hypocrite, and that was, at the core of it, I make bad decisions, and I do bad stuff.
He's childlike.
No, I appreciate that. But, I mean, we all have our things. We really do. And so, just in the spirit of being whatever, I apologize. It was in the time. If you could have been here, I think you might have even left.
Oh, yeah.
Even the people that
you
are
might even chuckled a little.
We're crazy morning guys.
But you know what? You're not going to hear any vulgarity on this station.
But you're
going to
hear some comedy. So don't shy away from being funny. I know.
Teo and I got pretty serious.
And you know what? Chip actually, he's a great boss.
He's an incredible
And this is
boss.
What he said
great
yesterday. Boss. He was like, that stuff is just dumb.
Yeah.
And it was funny, because later Dawn totally echoed that same sentiment. My wife, she was
talking
about it
too. I think a lot of people have.
She said, that's a cheap trick. It's a parlor trick. You just fall on vulgar stuff, and it's easy. It's easy to get a laugh. And the cool thing about working here is that we have to be more clever than that. We have to be smarter than that.
Yep.
And that's why I love working here.
It's like Sinbad stand-up comedy. It's very clean and hilarious.
Sinbad!
I love Sinbad.
Phone lines are open at 338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Good morning.
What up, dudes?
Shane!
Hey, Shane.
Hey, man, I've been listening and friends with you guys for a long time, man.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this about the new lineup, and something that maybe a lot of people don't know, is that, dude, without a paycheck and for no reason at all, Dex has been helping put this show together for years.
Mm.
And
by being friends.
Been a friend to this show through a myriad of changes.
Very true.
And,
just helping the less fortunate for years.
Yeah. I just want to say that guy has been back in this ministry of unbeknownst to the listening audience for years and years and years, dude. And he's a solid Christian dude. As are you guys, dude, doing a great job, man. I just wanted to tell you, dude, I love the new lineup. I'm really excited about what the Lord's doing.
Let me ask you something,
ministry.
Shane. Who's more of a Christian?
And that's it, man.
Shane, appreciate you calling in, bud.
Which is ultimately.
Thank you, Shane.
That's what's killing me, this pedestal, this idea that, like, oh, man, it's unbelievable. I've been digging into the book of John right now, and there's this dude in it. His name is Jesus. He's been rocking my world.
Yeah.
He's been saying some crazy things, man. But seriously, I mean, he stepped on the scene and crazy things happened, and everybody who was around him listening to him were like, no, we're good. We're cool.
Yeah, thanks, though.
It's like, hey.
I'm going to go.
Hey, you?
No, that's like what they're saying.
I'm like, please. Also, I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work.
We just got an email, and at the end they say, P.S. Miss you, Teo. But I'm not going
it's
anywhere.
It's right here.
Yeah, wait, is it the surprise?
How is it? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Do I need to be looking at real estate?
I'm leaving.
Do I need to call Buck and see
Speaking
if he can
of
work?
Him.
Can I establish a legacy in Nashville via Buck? Is that a thing? Buck will be here Friday. We're excited
He will
about that.
Be here Friday. And for some reason... he just can't get enough of us.
Gave him a taste, man.
Albuquerque 911 operator 2060. Where is your emergency?
What did you do? Sorry,
we did not.
Sorry about that. I didn't dial that.
He literally pressed seven numbers.
Speaking of getting in trouble,
he pressed seven numbers. How could that have been 911?
Just called 911.
No, he did not. I watched him hit seven numbers.
Well,
on
if it starts with 911, it doesn't matter what the other four are. Tamra.
Pause. We have just talked about context. I'm going to establish our phone system has been on the fritz and it did call 911 a couple weeks ago. So Dex, maybe just don't touch that thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's great. Just saying. It's not working. Buck, if you're listening, you'll have to call us.
Yeah.
Right now, because I can't call you.
Hey, don't call me. We'll call you. But in this case, please call us. We won't call you.
Yeah. Wow.
For sure.
Does that mean the cops are going to show up?
Oh, my gosh.
Because though they have to?
Maybe they'll listen when they're driving in.
Thanks to everybody who's chimed in on the show for good, crap. Bad, or the otherwise. Thanks, Tamara, worship leader here at Calgary.
Sorry about that.
Listen, it was a simple mistake.
Hey,
don't make
what we're doing this morning, Tam. Is
tell me what's going on.
We're introducing ourselves to the audience because a lot of people don't know who I am,
right? Which is blows my mind.
Well, I know. Seriously, that's what
back
I said.
Back to you, Dex.
And there's a lot of people, of course, that don't know Mateo and Steve.
My first impression for these people is he had to apologize twice.
I know. This is stupid.
And they call 911. What is going on? This is not a joke.
That's what I'm saying. I'm frustrated. I'm reading the book of John, and it's all these Pharisees who are like, you can't heal that guy. It's the Sabbath. And he's like, okay, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm healing this
dude.
I'm just saying, we're going to keep doing what we do.
Thank you for judging our character based on three words. Did you have braces? Your teeth are just...
Thank you. Gleaming and perfect.
Tam,
no,
Tam, all right. I feel like we need to focus for a second.
Can you bring it back?
My teeth are quite...
Rein it in.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Tam, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you were on American Idol.
I was. Okay, as much as these boys like to joke and play, I was on American Idol. Let's get real. Answer the question out there, because people do stop me on campus now that these
and
boys
say,
have decided to make a mockery. Are you the girl that got kicked off? Yes,
are you the
I
girl
am.
That Simon said no.
I absolutely
am. So you got to go in front of the judges.
I did. I got to go in front of Simon, Victoria Beckham, Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm.
And they sent you through to Hollywood.
They sent me through to Hollywood. I got to Hollywood around about the last group of 40 people.
That's cool. Huge.
Yeah,
there's about 110,000 people that tried out, which is a really hot and stuffy room.
Whatever, dude. I'm playing this video game right now.
It was really great.
Oh, sorry, new rules.
And so we did that. And then the answer is, did you go back to American Idol? Yes, I went back. I didn't make it. When I went back, it was fine because I felt like that in itself was enough for me. It was good. Mm-hmm. I did the X Factor. That was fun.
Did you make it far?
No. No, not at all.
Who broke up with you?
On the X Factor?
My favorite was her run on The Bachelorette. Yeah.
You were on The Bachelorette?
That's what my whole life feels like, is just a run on The Bachelorette. After, you just can't find the right
guy. After the talent show stuff, what'd you do?
After talent show stuff, I did a performance in Santa Fe for Absolute Entertainment. I was there working with them for about 2.5 years, doing corporate events, private parties, destination weddings. The owner of NBC, I got to sing at his daughter's wedding. That was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't ask me his name. Don't remember.
You'd think they'd have enough money to get somebody else.
Anyway, it was great. Had a good time. And then I came over here to Calvary.
Like he's not friends with
went
somebody.
Went to school ministry. Had a blast. And turns out they asked me to be the worship leader after I volunteered a couple times. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So that's, you know, guys, now I'm here. Damn, battle drums, we're going on tour just with
sorry about that.
Took the mic.
I had to shut your mic off.
Took the words right out of her mouth, literally.
Wow, blast.
Good.
The words.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey!
How's it going?
It's going, except, did you call, did you, like, use the phone system back at the old place, or was it...
No, Sausage Fingers did.
Okay.
Oh,
good,
hey,
old, good old Sausage Fingers. Did you not notice? You couldn't tell his voice instantaneously?
I just want you to know
that we really are bester friends because I knew it was you immediately.
I appreciate that.
What can we do for you? What can we do for you, sir?
So I've been
First of all, Steve-O, you need to take over the phone dialing operation.
Yeah, dude, he's already called 911.
You have half of the Albuquerque Police Department responding to Calvary right now.
I know.
Something weird is going on.
I punched in your entire number. Tamsaw.
I watched
it. Punched in my number. It's seven numbers. Tamsaw.
Hey, Bucky, you listen to me. I watched him enter seven numbers. He did not hit 911.
I'm pretty sure he hit 911.
I love Bucks. Bucky.
Oh my God, Bucky! What is this? Nickname Tuesday?
I'm sorry, but it is.
It came to me.
Captain America's best friend.
It just came to me.
He's a great dude.
It just came to me,
Bucky. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious as to, you guys have New Music Tuesdays.
Yep.
Right. What other things do you have throughout the week?
That's a great question, Buck. True. I'll defer to Dex.
I'm trying to get rid of all these theme days, so I don't really want to promote too much right now. So yeah.
It's a secret. Now, let me say.
I've been listening for a while, and you know, I'm hearing some concerns from listeners. And,
yep.
Oh, no.
You know, you guys are colluding with the world.
Wait, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
I love Kool-Aid.
No.
Purple drink's my
no.
favorite.
Oh, gosh.
Just don't make
any
jokes.
You know what's funny about this, Buck, is that Mateo and Steve-O have been doing this for years here on the station.
Yeah.
And so far, they're the two that have gotten in trouble since we started this thing.
This is quite true.
I have not gotten in trouble.
Thanks for all the back with the character.
All right, everybody stop talking. I've got an idea.
Okay.
Because it sounds like people are concerned, Dex, that you're not Christian enough.
Yeah, this is true.
Is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment.
That's kind of what it's feeling like.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a great idea.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Me too.
So I was reading a little bit this morning, and Steve-O, you had talked about you're reading the book of John right now.
Yeah.
And in 1 John, there's this great passage, this great verse that says, if we have fellowship with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So I propose that, Dex, you spearhead Walk in the Light Wednesday and you publicly confess your sin.
Oh, man! Wow!
I just want to say that's awesome.
That's going to be awesome and terrible.
Buck, do you have a microphone you could drop in your car, Buck?
That's seriously so Christian. That's good. And we are in New Mexico, so people are going to be like, I don't have to go to confession now. It's going to be great. Walk in the Light Wednesdays. You just
huge.
Get all the dirt out here on the airwaves.
Huge.
Yeah.
Buck,
no,
you are a genius.
Nobody could accuse you of not being Christian enough. I mean, you're setting the perfect example.
And besides, what is more Christian than sending an anonymous hateful email? Am I right?
Amen.
Wrap it up.
So, the whole point of this verse is to be in fellowship with one another.
That's right. True.
So if you're going to be in fellowship with people, Dexter, you've got to walk in the light, buddy.
Mm.
Aww.
Oh,
buddy,
sorry, that's
wrong,
buddy.
Warm us up.
Yeah, warm us up. Right. Go ahead. Last three sins, go.
It's not Wednesday.
Okay.
Good call.
I'll do it
tomorrow.
Call.
Yeah.
Plenty Walk of time on the light Wednesday. It's not Mardi Gras. I don't know. What's going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Friday?
Buck, I can't wait for you to be in studio.
Me too.
I've got my headphones, man. I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's good. Crack the mic. Crack the mic. Here we go.
Good times.
Crack the mic. Okay.
Can't wait to collude with you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
So we'll be colluding like crazy on Friday.
Yes. Woo.
All right, man. See you later.
Sometimes you just say a word in passing, and then you hear it 1,000 more times throughout the day.
I have a question.
What?
Yeah. Dexter, did I meet Buckland at the UFC thing?
Another
he was the ring announcer.
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's a great dude.
Buckland. Yeah, so he was Dex was the one who introduced me first at the UFC fight when I sang the national anthem.
See there?
That's cool.
I got into that gig.
He got me into that gig.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So you guys couldn't afford to get
another... Yeah.
Come on now.
She was cheap and, you know, that's all I do.
Hey, so, to your credit, the national anthem is actually ridiculously hard because the words are cray-cray and that
if
is...
If you screw up, you end up on YouTube.
You hate America if you screw up.
Yeah, you're not an American.
I'll give you this much, though. My most favorite time singing the national anthem, PBR.
Huh.
And some random person recorded it.
Peanut butter.
No. It's a you know, it stands for bull riding.
Oh.
Yep.
PBR stands for bull riding.
Dex.
It is New Music Tuesday. We're about ready to wrap the show up, so I want to fit in this last song.
Okay.
This last song for New Music Tuesday, which one of my favorite artists.
Yes, it is.
On Quality Tam Tuesday.
You.
Good thumbs up. This is the latest single from Matt Carney. It's called Moving On.
It's the Morning Invasion.
We were